Everyone can't win. Good news is, you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
Okay. All right. Let's get this ready.
All right. What's going on, man? We're going to do a quick. It's not going to be a long show. It's not going to be long. We're just going to. I'm just going to probably kick it a few hours. I promise it's going to be long, but I just want to chop it up with y'all. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. I'm the Dean, class in session. This is going to be a quick show for you guys. What we want to talk about today is something that's not really discussed when it comes to manhood. It's really not, really a lot of people not really talking about it. And let's get that shit in there. A lot of people aren't really talking about what we're going to discuss right here. And I thought about it earlier today, and I was like, you know what, maybe I should do something on this, but I only want to hit y'all guys up with stuff that's when it's really important. And there was a versus battle that went down with the Isley Brothers in Earth, Wind, and Fire. And if anybody out there asks themselves the question, how do I get women to sleep with me fast? How do I get one nice man? A lot of you guys don't understand music. It's going to be kind of our music lesson that I want to teach you guys. But before I do that, I want to, if y'all missed it, I got to give y'all a sample of what y'all missed out on. Because how can, if anybody's not talking about this or trying to get you to see that you need to learn about this stuff, you're dealing with the wrong people. So I want to play a little sample of what you guys missed last night. And it was wow. Just give y'all a little sample real quick and we'll break everything down. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Lines are open for a few hours. We're only going to do a few hours. We're going to roll. But I want you guys to listen to the music and listen to the versus battle between the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Check this out, guys.
Hello, it's me.
Speak, babe.
I thought I was for a long, long time. Maybe I've been too much, but something's wrong. Something here that doesn't last too long.
Always catch your best. You are the one.
You're finding more being forced to. Should you ever be over the need to wonder why? Let me know. Let me know. All the rivers were just a parade, and all the rivers were just a parade.
If I kiss, if I held you tight in the morning light,
and be ever, be ever.
We're going to take a little time. We're going to break down the art of being smooth on this show. And I remember even when I was in, even elementary school and junior high school, we used to have fuck tapes. We used to make, back then we had tape cassettes. We didn't have like the stuff that y'all have today. And so many of you guys have no idea the power of man and the power of words. And I'm telling you guys, a lot of you guys out here don't understand not only women, but you don't understand what triggers emotions, what triggers sexual emotions in a woman. A lot of y'all don't understand. A lot of y'all have never been taught about music because for a lot of you guys, most of your music is rap or, you know, country, whatever you listen to. But y'all don't understand being smooth and understanding that being smooth is a number of things that are connected to the way you really express yourself to a woman that shows her or puts her in a state of mind, a frame. I don't want to use the word frame, a mental state of mind. I don't want to use that word right there. And being smooth, man, is all, it's everything, man. Everything you do should be smooth. The way your house should be smooth. Your living room, your bathroom, your bedroom. I can't hit that Bobby Womack. They'll kill me on that one, man. I wish I could be, but thank you, man. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there is that the reason why a lot of you are failing with women is because you're failing to work on yourself. Being smooth is not about you trying to manipulate a woman into having sex. Being smooth is about presenting yourself in a certain way where the woman wants to fuck you, who wants to be with you, who wants to sleep with you, who masturbates to you, who misses your touch, your smell, who misses you inside of her, who misses everything about you. That's what smooth is about. Smooth isn't about trying to impress a woman. Write this down. Smooth isn't about impressing a woman. Smooth is about making an impression that lasts and moves beyond the realm of boring questions. It pushes a woman, being smooth pushes a woman past the fringe of what she thinks sexuality is today, because most young men don't know about this. Most of you guys are 4 months into the year, but you understand in 5 months, you're getting a new batch of women. In 5 months, some six, because in September, you're going to get a brand new batch of women that are legal, that are sick and tired of the high school games, the high school thinking, and the lack of confidence between high school people. See, what a lot of people don't understand is that most people carry over the high school drama. They carry that shit over into the real world, and then they wonder why they're not getting anywhere. Women want a man that is smooth. Women want a man that can give her an experience. A man will never try to impress a woman. He will only position himself to make an impression. He's going to tap into something that most of you guys don't realize that women have, and women don't even want you to even know about this kind of stuff, gentlemen. They don't want you to know about this. Because any inhibitions that she has, okay, they go out the window with music. Nice music, smooth music. It puts these women in this euphoria of this sexual, I don't even know what it's called. I don't even know what it is. There's something with the music that connects women. See, guys, what y'all don't even understand is even when you're at your apartment and your phone rings, the first thing the woman should be hearing is either some soft jazz or some light music in the background before you even answer your phone. She shouldn't hear the TV set. She should hear music, man, because the motherfuckers that's smooth in this game make it about the music. Let me check the lines real quick. Y'all got questions, put a Q in there. Got you. And what I am saying to you guys out there is that there is a connection between a woman's emotions and music and environment. Most of you men right now most of you young men right now have never been talked this way, so it's kind of a weird thing to hear. When all this time you've been so busy complaining about women that you never took any time to even build something that a woman not wants to be a part of, but she wants a taste of it or a sample of it. And so many people go wrong today because they're always looking at how can I get fast sex? How can I have sex? Okay, with somebody. That's what I'm talking about. Joey, if a woman says to you, thank you, what's popping? Why don't you tell her we're popping on Saturday at 1 o'clock on the ice cream of the lake? Not lake, but on the corner of your face in the pillow and your face in the air. You fail automatically because if a woman asks you what's popping, you know what you need to do is go ahead and set the date up. Don't stop being a chicken shit and set the damn date up. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all got to learn and stop being afraid because people are trying to shame you of bringing out the smooth part of you. It's the smooth part of you that wins with women. But when you're not smooth, you got to work extra hard. Music to a woman is soothing. It's relaxing. It is something that will arouse her and give her pure pleasure. See, most of you guys don't understand. Women don't want guys who are trying to always force themselves on them like they ain't got no damn sense. Like the woman that said about earlier today with E's show, the guy that went from 0 to 100 can't even control his own self. Y'all guys out there, let me match up the thing over here. Here we go. Y'all guys out there that are listening to me right now, I understand that some of you never had dad in your life, and some of you didn't even ever have an uncle to help you out with what I'm talking about right now. But there has to come a time in your life that you grow up. There has to come a time in your life not that you want to find things in life, but you set up a decent life for yourself that will make somebody more interested in you because of how you set yourself up. And I don't talk about the cars, clothes, and shoes and all that other stuff. Every moment with a woman is either going to push you towards the bedroom or pull you away from it. There's really no middle ground based off of how you feel about yourself and based off of how you can move her mind. Most of you guys are under this impression that women are like men, and that's not the truth. Some of them may act like men, but they're not. They're not. In order for you to get all this down and understand that, you've got to understand rhythm. You've got to understand music and why it does what it does. Why does it draw out and bring out things in a woman like nothing else? Now, look, you can enhance it. Music and wine, absolutely. Music, wine, and great conversation. But you can't win. This is what's amazing to me. Why is when a woman is calling you, why is she hearing the television? When a woman comes over, why isn't the music playing in the background? We got to understand smooth and got to understand that it's totally different from being your regular self because you're slowing things down. You're slowing things down at a slow pace because most of you guys don't understand the love making that you can make to a woman in right here. The love make, guys, let me tell you something. Why do you think women sing songs, they're groupies? Why do you think they masturbate to music? Why do you think that when a song comes on, they go batshit crazy over that song because it sets a tone and it sets a mood like anything else that you can ever use or know about? But the question that you guys got to ask yourself, do you have things set up? What do you have set up for yourself? Your place should be a reflection of you, a place where it's a wonderland of sexual things. Okay? It's in everything you do, how you cook, how your crib is set up, how's your living room, dining room, bedroom, bathroom, all these things should be set up. And I already talked about smooth. Smooth is not trying to make an impression on a woman. And trying to impress a woman. Being smooth is making a sexual impression on a woman that will give her an idea of what it will be like to hold you, kiss you, suck you, and have sex with you, gentlemen. That's what smooth is about. We need you guys out there to slow things down and learn how to make the shift. Because I am telling each and every one of you, you're already 4 months into the year and you have not learned anything. And in 5 months from now, do you know, want to know why the old heads rub their hands in August and September? They rub their hands in August and September because they know they getting a new batch of women. Fresh out of the box batch of women who are looking to be more than a high school kid's girlfriend. They are looking for somebody with experience that can enhance whatever sexual kink that they have. And if you can do that, you win. You kill it. All of these women, they don't want that high school ass shit that y'all guys are coming up with right now. They don't want that. These women don't want that. These women don't want guys. See, what y'all don't understand is that what you are right now, the reason they ain't gonna mess with you because they used to that in high school. High school kids can't even know how to talk to a woman. High school guys is nervous, have anxiety, no confidence, can't hold a conversation, can't text, can't be smooth, can't be romantic, can't be sensual, can't be sexual, have no idea about sex. They have no idea about anything. All they know is goofy, immature stuff. And you know what? When these women in August and September move up to the big leagues and they smell any type of high school behavior on a grown-ass man, they ain't fucking with you. All the professors right now are just marking their calendar. All the old dudes marking their calendar, they say, man, we about to get a new batch of ass. It ain't even fair. It ain't even fair. Because what y'all guys don't understand about the freshmen that come into the game, and I'll say freshmen not even in college, the freshmen that come into the Serengeti, who do you think they going to talk to about their – now, see, this is where y'all understand. See, there's a difference between the shoulder to cry on and talking to somebody where the sexual intensity is so great, you could cut it with a knife through the air. Because I keep trying to tell all of y'all that, listen, you don't understand women, okay? You don't understand women. And what you don't understand in a woman, gentlemen, is they don't think like us. They don't think like us. They are driven through their emotions. That's the gateway to everything. And when these women come into the Serengeti, the brand new ones come into the game, man, they're frustrated as fuck. On one hand, they're frustrated. You want to know why? Because all their lives, they had to be under the rule of their parents. All their lives, they had set curfews, set times, and they had to listen to their parents all their lives. And for the first time in their life, they're getting a taste of freedom. And it's not just the freedom from mom and dad. It's the freedom of understanding their bodies even more than they did in high school, because they're looking to understand themselves sexually. This is the time where they experiment. Women experiment. They will experiment in threesomes. They'll experiment in orgies. They are going to experiment life, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out where they fit in this game. Okay? They understand where it fits in. But what I'm trying to get you guys to see and understand, okay, is that the thing about these women is that there is a certain way a man handles and behaves around a woman to show the woman that he doesn't play by the rules of these high school boys who don't know what they're doing. I'm sorry they have the fantasies and they love romantic music. They love candlelights. They love wine. They love roses. And they love intimate settings. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules up. I'm just trying to tell you. And I'm not saying that it's got to be like that all the time. But what I'm saying is that when they notice things about you, it becomes a fantasy in their head of what it could be like, gentlemen. Not what it is like, but what it could be like. That's why they always want the more mature man that's smooth enough, that's funny, that's a little bit funny, a little bit smooth, a little bit of everything. Let me check the phone lines before we answer some of these questions right here. 361, what's your question, man? What's up?
Damn, Steve, what's happening, man? Hey, this is, talk about smooth, man. You're fucking smooth as shit right now, baby. But this is opening a whole new thing for me because I actually make music, and shit, I really didn't even think of it. I know it moves people, man. Music moves people like nothing else, because that's what all connects us all, you know.
Yes,
and it moves us. Whether we listen to rock, R&B,
yes,
we all identify with it, and
yes,
it's just it says
mind blowing, isn't it? It's been right.
Yeah, man, fuck that. It speaks
right
to you on a certain level,
right? But it doesn't speak it. But what it does, think about this: if she has a fantasy, think about shooting adrenaline in that music in whatever fantasy she has. That makes it more intense. When she wants to be with you, but there's a balance between her mind and her body of, I'm not sure, this is the tipping point right here. When she gets around someone that knows, and again, I'm not talking about you got to make slow love to her and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got to set the tone to show her that, wait a second, there's more out there. Now, I'm talking about the new ones coming in 5 months, the new ones, the ones that's graduating. As soon as they graduate high school, I'm serious. Every year we get a new batch.
Yeah.
The new ones coming in.
Yes.
They are exploring their bodies and sexuality through music as well. They're doing it through everything. They're trying to tap into every avenue so they can get more clarity on who they are sexually, right? They're experimenting with women. They're going to experiment with two guys, orgy. They're going to experiment with drugs and drink. And they're going to experiment because they're trying to figure out their place in the world. But the one thing that's going to boost them over is, remember, I always talk about elevation. I don't mean you elevate her by buying her dinners and all that other stuff. It's taking what she sees as, see, most women have, even adult women, not just the new ones coming in, the adults, they have world is flat thinking when it comes to sex. They think this is as good as it's going to get. They think, oh, okay, well, it's just going, like in high school, he's just going to kiss my neck a little bit. He's going to lick my titty one time, spit on my pussy, and then he's going to sleep with me. He's going to have sex with me. Then he's going to roll over and go to sleep or get up and have a sandwich. Okay, that's just how it is. That's what they think. That's what they think. But to see, as an ex-gigolo, you know what you want to know what they pay for? They pay for that motherfucker that takes his time. They pay for that motherfucker that can use it. Like, check this out. Think about a song, okay, any song. Like, you say you make music. So let me give you an example. Yeah. Think about an old-school slow jam song. Let's say Teddy Pendergrass, someone old-school, right? Maybe Not even Teddy Pendergrass. Let's say The Weeknd. Let's think of someone right now. Like an artist right now that sings, that raps to a slow song, or like The Weeknd or whatever, these groups or whatever the fuck these, you know what I mean? These new school motherfuckers, right?
Yes, sir.
Whatever the song is, every woman has a love song. And every woman gives that love song away to every guy, but they choose not to listen. And how do you know? Because if you listen to the woman and you call her up or you text her, you're on the phone with her, what do you think you hear in the background? You're listening to what she likes.
Wait,
316, check this out. And all you got to do is find the name of the song and look at the lyrics. The lyrics are the things that are mentally fucking her. She's connected to the song. Because she's connected to the lyrics, because the lyrics are explaining, if I had that piece of pussy in front of me, this is how I'm going to bend that motherfucking ass like a pretzel. And all she doing is bobbing her head, and singing to it. You see what I'm saying? 3-6-1.
Yes, sir. The beat is moving.
Right.
But when it comes to the lyrics, it's spitting. What you say? It's spitting that flavor in the fucking air.
That's exactly right. So, but check this out, young man. If you pay attention to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when she comes over and you got her favorite song kicked off and you set the mood and you eating that pussy to her favorite song, right? What you think she can think about the next day, the next few days? Because remember, her favorite song is her favorite song, meaning that she needs to find meaning in the song. So right now, the meaning in the song is through the artist and not you as the man. But when you can take his place by being the meaning, by what you do to her with the song, so when she plays the song, who you think she going to be thinking about? She ain't
thinking about
the word. She going to be thinking about you. A lot of people don't understand why the freshmen fuck the professors. Why these young boys be like, damn, why they always got to be with older dudes, man? Why do these women always got to sleep with the older guys and all that other stuff? It's because the older guys know there's a time and a place. And if you can elevate a woman sexually and show her there's more out there than high school boys, it's a motherfucking rap, young man. 410, I got you. 409, I got you. But, yeah, 361, did you want to say anything else real quick? I got to grab these calls.
Yes, sir. I just want to say because, like, since I do make music, I just want to explain, like, what goes and what I'm seeing, like, if you could do this, like, okay, hold on. Because when you're making music, right, you're in the fucking music. You're just
– right.
When you create – because I make my own music. When you're in there fucking playing music, you lose yourself, right? And
right.
You just follow the music.
But, see, you lose yourself, but they lose themselves in your music. Just the way you lose yourself. They lose themselves.
Yeah, and if they see you while you're doing your craft, they'll fucking be like, oh, because it's you, you know? You're just fucking in it, and you're just playing. That's you in its purest form. And that's what you're speaking.
You play music.
Everybody that's in earshot.
Right, you play music, and I write poetry and shit, big dog. And let me tell you.
I write poetry too.
I got a fan club. The woman fan club I got is fucking bananas. Let me tell you how cold it is. The women fan club I got is so crazy. They've been paying me to write personalized poems for them to masturbate to. That's how crazy it is. But again, I tell the guys, hey man, words are powerful when they're used the right way. Because just
hell
like the
yeah.
word 50 Shades of Grey can peel off the book and tap into wherever. If emotions was a bottle of water, it's imprinting itself on that bottle. And that's the thing that young men don't know today because they're afraid or they have never, ever thought that. See, people have been shamed a lot. They think it's corny to be romantic. They think it's corny to be smooth. They think it's corny to be like James Bond and all that other shit. But you always noticing motherfuckers like James Bond is smashing all the bad women, right? But then they scratching their heads like, why can't I get the one night stand? Or why can't I get the woman to want me? Because you choose not to learn there's more out there than high school athletes. You as grown men, we've got to realize that these women are – think about this real quick because I got on the call. But think about this, young man. When you were playing with your action figures, not dolls, we call them action figures. When you were playing with your action figures, your video games, all that other stuff, these women were maturing on a higher level before we got into the game because they were working on their bodies. They was working on their mental and all this other stuff, right? They was working on their emotions through those, you know, 17 magazines and, you know, those girly magazines, you know, 5 ways to kiss a boy and all that bullshit. Yeah. We weren't even paying attention to that shit. Just because we thought we caught up to them, they're still passing the average guy away because they're looking at their body, masturbating. What do they like? What are their kinks? And the worst thing that these boys do from high school is that they shame women and judge women for being nasty, dirty, and slutty. They shame them. They want to. It's funny, 361. They always say, "I want a woman that wants. I want a one night stand with a woman." But when they get what they ask for, they judge a woman for doing the thing that they wanted in the first place. See how crazy that shit is? But
yeah,
you know what the smooth guy does? Hey, look, I'm not judging you on who you are. Matter of fact, I want to know what you are so I can enhance what you are. Because if I can elevate you and enhance your kink, your desire, your fantasy, and you realize that I'm not judging you, I will never judge you. Look, there's only two things I ain't doing. I ain't doing no bisexual shit with no guy, and I'm not going to let you peg me. Those are the two things. Those are two rules, okay? Yeah. None of that stuff. But anything else under the sun that you dream of and think of, I'll do shit. If you want to do cops and robbers, if you want to do the secretary, the boss, if you want to do the firefighter, hey, whatever you want to do, I'm going to do it. But you know what I'm adding to that? The music.
Music.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Fucking hell yeah, man.
See that?
Like she's hiding that from everybody else. But if you could bring that out in her and just be like,
what? Okay, remember, see, there's
nothing.
You think about this, young man. See, when you show a woman that you don't judge her, she begins to open you up. Hold on, 5-4, I got you. Okay, you got you. Listen, okay, B. See, when a woman, when you don't judge her, that's when she tends to start to tell you about her life. You know, Uncle Johnny, you know, things ain't going right, lost my dad, she'll start to tell you that, right? Because that's why she listens to some sad songs. I didn't say romantic ones, sad first. She's going to tell you about her life. But once she begins to realize that you're not going to judge her for the things she says, it is at that point she's going to begin to do the thing that she could never do in high school, and that is really open herself up and begin to express herself to that said individual. Now, for her, it might be, you know what, you know, I've been, you know, masturbate. I love to masturbate. You know, I've got a certain dildo or, you know, all these things. But what if you can enhance just the experience of her masturbating? Check this out without even touching her, brother. Let me show you the follow-up. Here's your own kids. Now, hear me again, guys. What if I can enhance her masturbating while touching her? See, young man, the reason I tell you guys I attack from land, sea, air, and space, land being text messages, sea being voice messages, air being video messages, and going in space is going live with her. Why do you think I do that? Because I'm showing her what it's like. Why do you guys think I always tell you when you're talking to these women and you tell them, do you want to sample what it's like to be with me? See, I can even give a woman a sample of what it's going to be like to be with me without even touching her. You want to know why? You want to know how I do it, 361, real quick? You want to know how I can give a woman a sample of me without even touching her, no matter where part of the country she's in, city, state, or if she's on Mars? You want to know how I do it?
How do you do it, Steve?
I do it this way, brother. Simple. And this is free, guys. I tell the woman, easy, like I always say, the next time you take a shower, turn out the lights. You want to know why? Because if I was there right now, I'd turn the lights out, because the cool thing about the lights being off is that you ain't going to know what I'm going to take off next, touch next, kiss next, or rub next. Next thing I want you to do is I want you to play your favorite music. Yeah. You guys see? Play your favorite music. Because you know what? If I was there right now, I would be, hey, when I'm rubbing your body or penetrating you, or when you sucking my dick, however it is, you're going to be doing it to the rhythm of the song. Yeah. But what's most important that I want you to do is when you're in the shower, I want you to take your towel or your loofah, and I want that to be my lips and my tongue. And what I want you to do is I want you to take me where you want me to go. You show me where you want me to go on your body. Ready, dog? With the lights out, your favorite song, of course. Yay. Yeah, favorite song, right? And you touch your body the way you would want me to touch your body if I was there. And then tell me about the experience later off when you get out of the shower, when you're in your underwear and a T-shirt, so then I can really make you masturbate. See that? See how I elevated it? That's without even touching her. That's without touching her. I don't have to touch a woman to get her the fuck off. Because that's what smooth motherfuckers do. The worst thing a woman can do is accept my fucking Willy Wonka card, because as soon as you, what's the rule of, this is what my mentor taught me when I was 9 years old. What's the rule of the vampire? A vampire can't enter someone's house until what?
5 o'clock.
No. He's got to be invited in.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Yeah.
The invite.
Yeah, invited.
So guess what? I only position myself to invite her. I don't beg to be invited in. I don't push that shit. I want her to make the choice of inviting me in, because as soon as I'm in, that's when I give her the drug of me. I will deliver it with my voice. I will deliver it through video, and I'll deliver it live. Hell, I can even deliver it with the wine above my motherfucking bed. It doesn't matter how many ways I got. There's so many ways to attack this. It's not even fucking fair. Where, guess what? The average motherfucker can't do but one thing, and that's beg and barter for pussy. Kiss her ass, buy her dinners, buy her drinks, and tell her what the fuck she wants to hear versus what she needs to know. Yeah, I mean, see what I'm saying? That's how Kobe game.
Yes, sir. Great fucking game, Steve.
Come on, dog.
I got calls
to grab a young man, but what I'm saying is 361, you do music, and guys that do music understand. DJs under, why do you think the women love the DJ? Because he controls the tone of their movements. He controls it by hitting the high techno, the house, dropping that shit down, bringing it up.
And what you're saying, Steve, how deep the game is and stuff. Because it's always just a rudimentary question that guys ask. Hey, what kind of music do you like? Now I'm going to change it to what? Hey, baby, what kind of music moves you?
Here's the thing. You don't even have to ask, because they're always showing their hand. They will always, when their song comes on, they singing or about. How many times you see a woman, they just like, well, you know, Sarah, and then the song comes, oh, shit, that's my jam. they tell you all the time. And all, see, what you got to do is listen with your ears and your eyes and take notes of what it is she likes. Because if she likes that artist, 9 times out of 10, she's going to like everything that motherfucker come out with. And 9 times out of 10, the artist is going to come out with happy, sad, lonely, and sexual. And that's when y'all begin to talk and everything. Oh, I noticed that you like this sad song. Oh, that's where the artist is cool. I wonder, is there any smooth songs that he writes? Any love-making songs that you... Oh, my God. Yeah, there's this love-making song called, I don't know, My Balls in My Mouth. You know what I mean? Whatever name. It's Balls in My Mouth. Oh, that's a great song. Right, you see what I'm saying? So what I'll do is I'll go on the internet and I'll type up his balls in your mouth. And there are the lyrics. Hey, what's going on, girl? I see you right now. Bring that ass over here so I can put my balls in your mouth. Yeah, when I pull it out and rub your face and slap you in the side of your ass cheek with my balls in your mouth. So I'm just reading this shit. I'm like, okay. You see what I say, 361? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. Nobody's going to be this kind of game, dog. You can't learn this game from them motherfuckers screaming and complaining about women. This the shit y'all need to learn. Yeah. This the game.
Yes, sir.
I got to grab some other calls real quick, but I'll throw you in.
I appreciate you.
Hey, no, I appreciate you even more, 361. Very great call, brother, and thanks a lot, man. And pump your music up, brother. I'm proud of you. Let me bring in the next caller, 816-409-401. Y'all up next. 816, sir, what's your question, brother? What's up? Yeah, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? I just wanted to call in, man. I heard what you were talking about today. And it just gave me thoughts, man. I come from kind of the pickup world. I did that shit for a little minute. But
yes, sir.
Like, finding your shit, Rosebud, I found you through Rosebud. And, you know, y'all shit is, like, next level. I mean, don't get me wrong, like with the pickup shit, it's like, it's not all bad. It's not like they complain about women and shit. I mean, they give you the motivation to, you know, walk up to a girl and just start talking to her. So it give you that type of shit,
but it don't really give you. Check this out. Let me lace you a game. You ready?
Yeah.
First off, approaching woman has nothing to do with the game. So what do they teach you? Follow me on this. Approaching women has nothing to do with the game. So what the fuck are they teaching you? How to approach a woman? Okay. Well, I can show you how to pick up a banana. It's no different because that's not making a fucking banana split. It's just me going to the grocery store and grabbing a banana. You see what I'm saying? See, the thing about the game, young man, it's not about women. It's how you position yourself, not to prove yourself to get pussy, but to position yourself to make them want to fuck you. See, that's what they don't teach you. You can't teach, a PUA can't teach that shit because they're throwing you off the scent by making it about the approach. But if the approach ain't the game, then what the fuck are they teaching you? You see what I'm saying?
No, I definitely feel that. I feel right. that. But
I just want you to see where they fuck y'all over because they're pushing all your stakes up in the approach. You ain't in the game yet. Because you ain't community. You got to learn how to communicate. You got to learn how to text. You got to fix your crib up. You got to do your sound checks that they don't talk about. You got to make sure you got the wine above your bed. You got to know your music. You got to know how to position. They don't talk about that shit. All they talk about is how to approach a woman. Man, fuck that woman on that. Excuse me, lady. I'm sorry, but I'm yakking with the guy. But you see what I'm saying? That shit ain't the game. That shit ain't the game. I'm sorry, but I'm listening to you, brother. What's up? I'm listening to you.
No, that shit real, man. That's exactly why I like what I see the flaws. That's why I rock with your shit. You know, you see what I'm saying? Because I see that, like, that's the aspect that's missing, you see? But, like, when you're talking about the music, like, one thing I noticed with me, like, going out to the clubs a lot and shit, like, what I do is just go to the dance floor, and, like, I be freestyling rapping, but I start dancing to how I'm freestyling, and, like, a lot of girls would just walk up around me. You know what I'm saying? They want to get in my vicinity because it's like I'm just exerting. Like, basically, like, when I'm dancing, it's like I'm basically showing a girl how I can fuck. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm kind of simulating fucking, but with dancing.
You're just showing her you can dance right now. See, when she begins to see that dance turns into fucking is how you talk to her when y'all start the game. See, what you're doing is good. It'll get your foot in the door, but she's not all the way in yet because she doesn't know what's behind the dancer. She's always looking for a way. Okay, think about this. See, the pickup guys kind of fucked the game up for y'all because a lot of y'all guys wear a false mask and pretend to play a role other than be yourself. So what y'all have trained these women to do is not to believe you at face value. They're going to start to believe you the moment they begin to talk to you. Now, they can be interested in the way you dance and all that other stuff, but shit ain't going to kick off until you open your mouth. And when you open your mouth, that's when you tell your story. Does that make any sense, young man?
No, that's real. That's real.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, so it's all good. I'm good. I'm glad you dance and all that stuff, but I'm just saying that it's a little bit deeper than that, though. But I got to grab some other calls and stuff like that, brother. Did you have any other questions?
Nah, man. It's a good call, man. Just some little
I appreciate the call. No, respect to you, young man. I didn't mean to pop your bubble on those PUA motherfuckers, but man,
my bubble was already popped. You know, my bubble was already popped.
You better off going to get a banana at the grocery store than fucking approach a woman, man. That ain't special. But no, it's all love, 816, and I'll throw you back in. Thank you, brother, okay?
All right, you have a good one, man.
All right, respect to you, young man. All right, area code 409, 401, then 410. 409, what's your question, brother? What's up? How can I help you? Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Hey,
yeah,
brother Steve.
What's going on?
Yeah, brother Steve. I don't have a question. I just want to pay homage, man. Brother, you speak in that yak tonight. You speaking straight truth.
Thank you, man.
With this music. You know what I'm saying? Music is a gateway.
Woo! They don't know
how far and deep
that
rabbit hole goes. It's a gateway to another realm of a universe.
Yes.
Not explored by a lot of dudes out here.
Yes.
You know, I remember one time I dated this one chick, man. Beautiful, fine as all outdoors.
Yes, brother.
And I asked her, what's your favorite song? And Brother Steve, she told me her favorite song, man. So over the phone, I said, you know what? The next time that song comes on, that beat to that song, I want you to imagine that beat vibrating on your clit. Man, before that conversation was over with, man, she was like, you know what? I can't stand you. You're dangerous. So when you look at things like that, man, these artists can get your foot in the door. As a matter of fact, it can push you through the door. You feel me?
Yes.
Like
yes,
them
sir.
Brothers last night with the...
Oh, Man. Oh, as a matter of fact, if you're watching now, I'll post it with someone, a text message. But I want y'all to see, if you can look at the show, if you're watching the show live, you see the text message. But this is coming from a woman. That's coming from a woman there. And that's what they don't understand. This is, these women were masturbating to this shit. Playing with that clit to this shit. Any mini money more than mother, please somebody come call right now so I can give you this pussy. Because I'm in the mood. And if I'm in the mood, I don't want some Willie Mammoth 2000. I want some you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, that they sending out the Mayday signal to whoever answered the call.
Whoever.
And, hey, I love hip-hop and everything, but I will say, I would encourage the bros to really look at the demeanor of Steve Harvey. Go back and look at that versus battle. Look at the demeanor of Steve Harvey. Look at the demeanor of Ron Isley. Look at the demeanor of Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was just straight smooth. As soon as they walked in the door, it was a wrap. The game resides in you. When you let that music work for you, man, that is like your hype man in itself. I would encourage you to pay attention to the music.
Pay attention
to what the woman or the women like, man, because before you know it, man, you'll have a woman riding on your dick to the beat of the music. And that's a legendary moment right there.
Not only ride to the beat of the music, even if y'all break up or she go away, every time she hear the song because it's her favorite song, it's going to put her back in the mood to call you because she's going to be crying to that shit. And the next thing will be like, damn, girl, why are you crying? Nothing. I just need a moment. And then she's going to sneak off and call the other motherfucker. And, you know, I just heard a song and I was thinking about you. You know, it's kind of like this. This is how weird it is. You ever know when you're going to buy a car? It's that moment that you notice that car you want everywhere. You know what I mean? It's like, I want an SUV or whatever, right? And you go outside, you drive, all you see is what you're looking for. And what these guys don't know is that the music is all, it's like she can't switch a radio channel fast enough because it seems like every channel she turns, all she hears is a song. For some reason, it keeps playing. I can't get away from this song. That might mean I should really be with him because it's telling me something. You know, that's how they think. And the sad thing, these young men think it's weak or soft to be smooth. What?
Right.
What?
Nah, man, look. hey, Brother Steve, and I'm not going to keep you. I want to respect the protocol of the call because I know you got a lot of other callers calling in. But I would say smooth is, man, I would encourage the young bros, man, invest in the Kango hat. Invest in a fedora. Man, it's been many times when I walked in with a fedora hat cranked to the right. I get so much play from women. I get so much because it exudes mysterious gangster smoothness all in one. It's not about the woman. It's just my style of dress and how I walk and how I talk. Because I'm not going in to pull women. I'm just going in to have a good time and enjoy myself. And through that, man, I'm going to attract and get that attention. It's what the smoothness is the smoothness is real. Back in the day, the old school cats, they were smooth and they were gangster at the same time.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Had a lot of sense
that's
as well.
Right.
And
that, but bro, that's what I'm saying. Even with the jazz music. Even with the jazz music.
Oh, come on,
I always tell guys, when you pick up your phone, the first thing they should be hearing is the music in the back. They shouldn't hear the TV mm-hmm. set. They should hear that jazz
exactly.
music. Like, damn, what you doing? You over there chilling? Yeah, I'm relaxing over here. But you know what? Why don't you come over here and relax with me? Yeah, me. You know, you can spit that flake.
Right.
It's always an opportunity. But what I'm saying, I'm trying to let these young men know. I told them old school that we 4 months into the year and they still ain't changed. And in 5 months, we're going to get a brand new batch in the Serengeti. They're going to get a brand new batch of freshman girls that are looking for that guy that's going to make their toes curl mentally through his words and his behavior, not his dinners, not his drinks, not him begging and pleading. He just going to be able to put that flavor. He's going to be able to say, hey, you know what? She was like, you know what? I never had a – you know how you know you get it when they say, I never had a – I never had a man touch me, talk to me, look at me this way. Oh, my God, I'm melting.
Right. Come on, man. Put my brother, hey, Brother Steve, if I may. Brother Steve, if I may
yes.
give your permission, can
yes.
I give the bros some suggestion on some artists and some songs that they may want
go
to
ahead.
Put in the arsenal? Okay,
give
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you, brother. And shout out to the brother that called in, that's the DJ. But I would highly encourage you bros out there to put Prince Erotic City
Woo!
In your arsenal.
Insatiable.
Ozzy Brothers, yes. Ozzy Brothers, Between the Sheets.
Between the Sheets, Do Me Baby.
Do Me Baby, that right there, Teddy Pendergrass, Turn Off the Lights.
Turn
I guarantee you, it's a done deal. It's a done deal.
Dog, let me tell you a quick story. Cause I got to grab another 410 and 410. I got you. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember I had this older chick. She was from the Bahamas, right? And she
mm-hmm.
would play and get off to Do Me Baby. I don't know what it was about that song. But whenever she
mm-hmm.
heard Do Me Baby, she was like sticking 2, 3, 4 fingers in her mouth like, oh, man, here we are. I clicked that motherfucker.
Come on,
oh,
bro.
Man. She'd be like, don't do this. No, no, you know how I feel. She's like, you know how I feel about that song. I say, I know. And as I say, I know, I take my hand, you know, like that head, shoulders, knees, and toes. I go straight to the top
right.
of the dome and slide it all the way down. And she loved that shit.
Already,
women love that shit, dog. They don't, and 409 real quick, I'm trying to lay some more poetry clubs. I'm trying to lay some more.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to, but they fighting
oh,
it. They don't understand these women go there for sexual motherfucking mental stimulation. They don't understand.
Come on, bro.
I'm trying to give them something that these motherfuckers on this YouTube ain't doing, because this is the shit they should be talking about. They shouldn't be complaining.
Real.
Because these women will drop the pen. Shit.
Yes.
Come on.
Hey, man.
Come on.
I'll just say, but I got to say this before I go. Hey, man, get that poetry game. Get your poetry game on point, bruh.
Yes.
Imagine slow fucking, long stroking that woman, that fine ass woman you got in the bedroom while you spitting that yak, while you spitting that poetry in her ear. That's a rap, man. That's a rap.
Okay, all right. All right, 49, I'll throw you in, man. Thank you very much. Call in on time, man. I love you. I love the thoughts, man. Call back in, brother, okay?
All right, son. All right, sure will. Appreciate it,
man.
Brother.
Thank you, brother. That's the old school, man. Hold on, let me read this 410 before I bring you in. 401 and then 410. Let me read what he said. He says, how do I stay smooth when I'm out by myself walking downtown a big city? See, your problem is you're making the city the thing that's controlling you. Smooth is a state of fucking mind. Your mind, how you feel about yourself. You don't have to portray smooth. See, what y'all guys don't understand, I keep telling you, when you meet a woman, the first thing she should come out of her mouth is either how many women do you have, you're a smooth talker, or you're one of those guys. Or what do you want from me? This is what I'm talking about. That's when you know you're doing stuff. So when you sitting around talking about how do I do it when I'm walking down a big city, see, you've already failed because you think walking down the street is going to make you smooth when you don't know how to put flavor in her eyes. You don't know how to put flavor in her ears. You ain't got your crib set up. You ain't got the wine above your bed. You ain't got the color shower lights. You ain't got the easel in the living room. You ain't got none of that stuff. You don't even have the candle set up in your motherfucking house right. You don't have no music. You ain't even got no nude art on your walls, dog. How are you going to promote yourself if you ain't even got shit? Come on, brother. Be better than that. All right, let's get to the next caller real quick. 401, then 410. Sorry for the wait. 401, what's the question, brother? Sorry for the wait. What's up?
King Steve the Dean, what's good with you, man?
Living in your world, pimp. What's good with you, fam? What's up?
Man, this is King Zay, man. You know what I'm saying? I just had to call in, man, and show you some love.
Thanks,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Because, man, listen, man. If you don't mind, like, again, respect to the panel, respect to you, man. If you don't mind me just shoot, like, just say something to the dudes in the chat, man.
Talk to them.
Hey, listen, man, listen. Understand what this dude is doing for y'all. Like the game he's spitting for y'all. And if you haven't, I know the dude was saying get the hat and all that. And respect the dude. Because he was spitting some real game. He was spitting some real shit. But fuck the hat. You need to invest in yourself. Yo, Steve is giving y'all an opportunity to do that. And I don't know if you guys understand. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Steve, I don't think. Yo, man, listen. Here's what I noticed, Steve, man. Because, yo, you already know the situation with me, man. I'm married. Open relationship. You know what I'm saying? Got a girl. You know what I'm saying? And I deal with... You know what I mean? Other shorties. Matter of fact, I told you about the shorty. You talking about smooth. Man, I'm just walking, going to the vending machine, and I bag a 20-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Right there. You know what I'm saying? Just at the vending machine. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to my wife about it. We're all laughing. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I got her marinating right now. You know what I'm saying? Waiting. You know what I mean? So, you know, because the situation because it's new. So the situation for her is like another shorty. She's like, oh, my God, you know, so it's kind of turning her on. So now she's like, oh, now I want to, now I think my turn. I'm like, ah, you sure? And she already knows. But anyway, yo, guys, here's the thing, Steve. And here's one of the revelations that I got, all right, through all of this. Because here's the thing. I invested in all of this because I like your teaching style. And I told you off rip, I like to live on purpose. And I ain't that purpose shit that you're talking about.
I explained
it to you.
Right.
The purpose that I'm talking about is intent. So I like to live on purpose with purpose. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm living with intent and I'm living on a mission. I'm on a mission towards something. I'm leaving a legacy behind. I want to leave something bigger than my name behind.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Respect.
So boom, through this, right? Because I knew what you were teaching. I was like, yo, this is definitely going to help me become more aware of me. You know what I'm saying? Because I was already on that journey anyway. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And so I was like, yo, I realized this, Steve. This is a revelation that came to me recently. And I was just chopping it up with my main shorty about the same thing. I'm realizing this because you teach this, dog. And I don't think yo, man, Steve, the different selves, right? The different selves. I'm not going to get into it. If y'all motherfuckers don't know about the different selves, then that's your cue to go on the, you know what I'm saying? To go log on. You already know what it is. I'm not going to spell it out for you and get that. Yo, man, the different selves, right? So here's what I noticed. And it goes into roster building, all of that shit. What you're looking at, what I realized is what I was looking at when shorties come up and come around me or whatever, is I realized, like, I'm looking through, like, a mirror. Like, once I start, identifying things in me, I start to see things in others. And it shows me how to interact with that side of myself that's being expressed through the other person. Yes. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And because I can communicate to myself, which is being expressed which happens to be through a woman, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's in business. It happens in business, everything.
Yes, sir.
But right now, I know motherfuckers want pussy, so we're going to talk about pussy. So, all right, so it's being expressed to the shorty. So it's up to you to know you so that you can tap into that side of you in her. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's the situation. So, like, you're talking about the music, dog. The music, right? That's something I always done, but again, it's becoming aware. It's becoming aware so you can move with intent. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I do it,
right,
to know the power of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's the whole reason why I'm here, Steve. I told you that off rip. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing. That's why I tell you the music is not to impress her. It's to make an impression. That's what they understand.
Yes,
I'm trying to impact her, but let's do some mathematics. What if you grab a for all my cooking aficionados that follow my cooking shows? What if I have the music going on, gentlemen? Right, hold on, let me pull that shit up. What if I have the music going on and I make my famous dessert while the music's playing in the background? This is what I'm talking about, man. The panties, pussy is already mine. Or what about if I hook her up with my famous croissant French toast that y'all must see? Y'all motherfuckers gotta learn how to cook. They don't. Yep. These young boys.
The layers, man.
Hey, it's not just approaching a woman. It's not just how I text a woman. If you notice, gentlemen, I don't really bring the woman up. I'm saying you set this up for you. When again,
no doubt.
Dreams, you build it, they will come. See, they're doing it the opposite way. They're trying to impress the woman and trying to force the woman to like them. I don't want to force her to like me.
Dog.
I want her to want me. I want her to say to herself, you know what? I want to fuck him. And you know what? He's being resistant. He playing games. Why isn't he fucking me? Why isn't he going after me? Then that brings out their insecurities. And then all of a sudden, they get the butterflies when you touch them. They get nervous when you kiss them because, man, they don't understand there's a difference between a woman wanting to fuck them versus them wanting to fuck a woman. There's two totally different things. Because you can fuck a woman and she can just lie there and just think about the next man. She's like, all right, you done? Hurry up, get it over with. Oh, I'm bored. Hurry up. It's yours. Oh my God. Right. But when she wants you, bring that dick over here.
Steve, man, you talk about this, right? And I be watching your shows, right? And I come out, I have my little L session to myself. I be watching your shows, man. I just be laughing, yo, because you're so on point.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I just had this conversation yesterday with the new shorty, man. She's over here talking, and she's like, you know, I thought about this last night. Dog, Steve, let me tell you, it was just with my hands and my lips and my tongue. That's it. No dick. I told her that. I'm not giving you
today's money. Listen to me. Do this real quick. You got to watch my Easter game. Go tomorrow.
Yo.
Get the Easter basket. Go to party.
No doubt. I'm hip to it. I'm already on that, man. I'm hip. You know what I did with the Easter eggs? You know what I put in them?
Yeah. This
you know
is
what I put in them? I put
this.
Body parts. Yeah. Body parts that she wants me to touch.
Yeah, well, that's cool. But that's what I'm saying. That's what smooth is. Smooth is taking shit and elevating it. If you can't, it will never be smooth. That's what I'm saying. Dog, I even have, Easter Eve. You get the phone calls. You know, I miss you. I'm thinking about you. You know, you get them. Because you want to know why? Because I'm showing you how to set it up. You're not doing it for the woman. You're doing it to show the woman what she gets if she invests in you. That's what they don't understand.
Yeah,
that's
yo,
what
no goes doubt. With
their head. They think
no
it's
doubt.
About the woman. This is not called the woman mindset. This is called, I'm going to show you that I'm going to drop a sexual seed in your head and then I'm going to send you on your way to hang out with Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike. If I like the girl, cares you like, cool it now. I'm going to let you hang out with those motherfuckers, right? And they are going to water and give my seed light.
Yep.
They're going to work for me. You're gonna come back to me because you're going to miss the feeling you have when you're with me, when you're texting me. When you understand how women feel when they get a message from a guy that they're interested in, they get all giddy, and then they're the one saying, oh, my God, I need to say the right thing without feeling desperate. Oh, my God. And then with their girlfriend saying, girl, I know you want a fucking girl, but you got to calm the fuck down because you don't want to think you're desperate. Okay, I'm going to try to calm down. I'm going to try. Because remember, like I said before, I tell all you guys, women have an Oscar. They're Oscar award actresses because they can want to fuck you real bad, but they know how to play that shit off. They know how to act like they don't want to fuck you, even though the pussy wet, the panties are sliding down their legs, and they scooching around to pull that shit back up. What I am saying to you guys is that when a woman needs you, not wants to fuck you, but needs to fuck you, she is going to find a way to get you to her place or find a way to get to yours. And you don't have to do much work. You don't have to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... when you see, that's why I keep talking about the drug of man. I always talk about it because I come in the form of a mushroom, ecstasy pill, weed, cocaine, and rock. And if you want to liquefy my ass, you can do it in needle form. But I'm going to give you the drug of me because once you get some of this,
it's
try to go
rap,
cold.
Man.
Go. Yeah, try to break free of what the fuck I'm giving you because you've already invited me in. I've already put the emotional imprint on you, and I'm seeping the drug on you, dog. That's what I'm telling you. And I got to get forward. When I got to get the other call, but what I'm saying is this call. I'm trying to get these guys to see if there's something different out there if you just stop making it about the woman and make it more about
you. No doubt, man. For real. But, hey, respect to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. I just had to call in. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got some marinating, but I just had to call in and just show some love, man. I'll continue to send some receipts, bro, but I'm busy, though. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
do it.
I'm shit.
I'll post them on Wednesday. I'll post
your
receipts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No doubt. Peace.
All right, Pete. Hey, guys, this is why I always tell you, this is why I always tell you guys, when I have the wine above my bed, I'm using it. When I go on my first date with her, why do you guys think when I go on my first date with a woman let me show y'all guys, because some of y'all don't know. When I take a woman on a date, gentlemen, and when we go, let's say we go for ice cream, on the corner of your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air. We ain't doing a coffee on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. No, and we're not going to lake spread your ass cheeks. We're going to ice cream because it's getting hot out there, guys. So ice cream means her face in the corner of her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. And what I do right there with smooth that y'all don't understand is that I'm already setting up the kiss, and I'm going to use the waiter to set up the kiss. Because that's what smooth motherfuckers do. See, what y'all do when y'all get to the cashier or whatever with your girl and your little cake-ass date, you're like, well, you know what? I'll have a Tutti Frutti Fresh Fruity. Or, oh, you know what? I'd like to have a little cocoa. Oh, yes, I'd like to have a drink. What would you like to do? And y'all don't even have fun with the shit. Shit, you know what? Hey, guys, let it be a woman, because I can double back, knock two birds out one stone. But let me show you smooth with a man. The guy comes up to me. Hey, well, let me see. I'm gonna grab somebody's name in the motherfucking chat room. First name up. Let me take care of my dog. Rattlesnake. Rattlesnake. So Rattlesnake will be like, hey, everybody, my name is Rattlesnake. Welcome to the ice cream pot. Hey, what's up, Rattlesnake? My name is Steve, and this is whatever her name is. I don't know her name. Whatever. This is what her name is, right? And you know, Mr. Rattlesnake, let me tell you this story. Look, Rattlesnake, before I even order my food, let me tell you something. I love cereal. I've always eaten cereal. I always like to use my Fruity Pebble thing. I always love cereal and everything. You know, when I was going to get my Fruity Pebbles, and check this out, Rattlesnake, this is what I ran into. And I'm going to grab her ass, and I'm going to twirl her around. I'm going to say, Rattlesnake, you think that I'm going to get some cereal after looking at this son's shit? Then I'm going to give Rattlesnake some dap, and I'm going to say, Rattlesnake, look, we're about to order, but just recognize this. When I get my ass up and get that little pink ass tasting spoon or whatever, that's when I'm going in for the kiss. I'm going to say it in front of Rattlesnake, and I'm going to say that shit in front of her. Because when it's time to make the kiss, she knows it's almost time, because I'm going to go get my little cake-ass spoon. And what I'm going to ask her is, I'm going to say, hey, how's your ice cream? Because most women like that cookie dough shit. You know, I don't like that cookie dough ice cream. Ugh. But you know what? She's like, oh, I mean, cookie dough. I said, let me try a little bit of that. And I'm going to take my little cake-ass spoon, and I'm going to go ahead and get a little bit of that cookie dough. I'm going to say, okay, that's how it tastes, but let me see how it tastes on your lips. And then I'm just going to lean in for the kiss. See that, guys? It's that easy. It's that easy. That's why I keep telling you with the wine above the bed. When I pour the wine, I'm going to pour a little bit extra on your skin to see if there's a difference between the wine on your skin and your body versus the glass. Why do you always think I tell you guys in the living room, when I tell you how to paint her body and everything, the way you vision it, that you can also use her body as a fucking a plate? I'm going to put food on you, and my lips and my tongue are going to be the fork and the spoon. Now, don't burn her titties and shit. Nothing hot that's going to burn her. Just like some lukewarm shit. But what I'm saying is that's what smooth motherfuckers do. Hold on, let me bring in real quick, caller 410, then 3. Hold on, I got you, 9-3-3-6-1. 910, let me grab 410. Sorry for the wait, 410. You like you DMV. This might be Maryland. 410, what's your question, brother? What's up? Hello, 410, go once.
Yeah,
hello,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? What's up? Sorry for the wait. What's good, brother?
Yeah, what's up, man? You good, bro. Hey, I had a question for real, man. I had a text message, and I need some help with that, man.
Talk to me. What'd she say?
Already. All right, so I went to Bank of America for real, to get some money out. You know what I mean?
Wait, I don't need the story. Give me, where's her last text message? And I got it in my head. I'm going to show you how game work. What is her last text message?
Okay. Yes, sir, I got you. So text message I sent her was this. I said, hey, love, this is, from Bank of America. It was a pleasure to meet you, and I know we couldn't converse more because you were working, but I had to ask for your number because you were too good, you were too fine for me to walk past and look at you and walk past away like I ain't want you. So now
all right,
I want
wait, real quick, 410. Remember, time stamp this because I'm gonna tell you something real quick. I'm gonna wait. Time stamp this at 1:22 in the show. I mean, go back and watch this part. But I like what you did, and I'm gonna give you a B for that. But remember, I like what you're saying, but I want to get to this. I wanted to get to know you in a more intimate way. Now, intimacy is not just fucking, but that's what we see. The reason I'm using intimacy is because I want her to know that I don't want to be her friend. I don't want to drive her around. I don't want to fucking put up her Christmas lights or Halloween lights. And I damn sure don't want to buy her any food. Excuse me. So I want to get to know her in a more intimate way, but that's okay so far. So then what happened, brother? Then what happened?
Okay. And then, what'd she say? What did I say? I said, yeah, I didn't want to walk away from you because, you know, you're too fine. And now
all right,
that I want to
move. One thing. I don't want you to push that you're too fine. I want you to push that you had a decision to make. Now, even though I was in line at the bank account, I had a decision to make. Am I just going to walk away and not bite your neck and take you up the tree and let you get the opportunity to get to know me better? Or am I going to go ahead and do what I should do? You see what I'm saying? You got to more clear, more concise, more impactful. But you're doing okay. But keep going, brother. I'm listening.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So now I said, now what I want from you is that a question that cannot be answered at the moment because I know nothing about you except you giving me eye candy vibe.
All right, now that's okay, but what I want you to do right now is stop and let her reply back. And then what I would do from that point is I would let her know that, you know what, I'm free Saturday at 1 o'clock. Let's go have some cocoa in the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. I mean, you don't say that to her, but you know, in your head, you know what I mean? You say that to her because, I'm sorry?
But Steve, I want to tell you, only
yes.
reason I called because I needed help with the message because she never replied. So I'm guessing
okay.
I did.
All right, well, here's the thing. The thing is, you kind of pushed a little bit. That's fine. But I'll give you something, but you can't double text it. You got to wait.
Yeah.
The one thing you can't do is double text a woman. Just chill. Be cool about it. Whatever she says back to you, okay? I'm just going to say it right now because I got to grab the other calls. I'm going to say it right now, but I want you to go back to the 124-minute mark of the show, okay, and write this shit down, okay? Or you can push the thing back again. It's live, so you can just push the line back a little bit. But what I would say to her as soon as she flies back is I'm talking about I'm free. Look, I'm free Saturday at 1 o'clock. Hey, look, this is your choice as you. We can go to Lake, spread your ass cheeks and feed the ducks because it's getting nice out there. You can go for coffee or ice cream on the corner of your facing the pillow, your ass up in the air. Or if it's a little cool out there, you could go for cocoa, but I would stick more to the ice cream and something light. You know what I mean? Maybe go to the lake and go feed the ducks. And the reason you want to do that is because even though she's a sexy woman, I want to know what's behind that smile. And to be honest with you, I want to know, does your character match your beauty? That's all you want to hit it with. Because this is the one complaint. See, I'm showing you how to use the one complaint women use or always complain about. The number one complaint women complain about is this. Why does it always got to be about my body? I am more than just a body and ass and titties, right? I have personality. I have character. Why does he always got to look at my titties? And why does it always got to be about sex, right? Okay, so you know what? I'm challenging her on the thing that she complains about. She ain't got an answer to. She's never got that far in thought because there's nobody that's ever challenged her on her character. That's why they augment their body to throw you motherfuckers off your square. You see what I'm saying, 410?
Oh, I got you, champ.
Right. But listen, brother. Okay, now this is the second important part. You've been hitting her from land. I want this to be a C reply, meaning when she replies back, you hit her with a voice message. Don't be like the average guy and keep sending text messages. Hit her with a voice message. Because, see, what you don't understand that women do is when they get something brand new and something that's kind of out of the box, they keep playing it over and over again, right? And then they'll play it over and over again for their girlfriends. And guess what they're doing? Every time they hit that play button, they just putting the drug in me inside them that much more. I just gave them the drug. You keep setting this up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you, man. Hey,
All right, DMV, you stay up for one. I got to grab these other calls, but I'll get back to you. If she hits you back, let me know. I'm on for like probably 30, 40 more minutes, and I'll be happy to help you. Okay, brother?
Yes, sir. My man.
All right, respect to you, brother. Thank you, brother. Stay up, brother. DMB, baby, 410. Real quick, 361, are you listening or did you have a question, brother?
Yes, sir. No, I just wanted to say, man, taking it back to the music thing was, that Isley Brothers shit you were fucking playing in the beginning, that was smooth. And I just want to say as well, it's like, if the fellas listening, if they want to know, because I'm the one that called about the music earlier, the first caller. Yeah. Anyway, if they want to see that shit in action, that's perfect. And I've been watching fucking Ray back in 2004, Jamie Foxx when he did that.
Jamie Foxx, yes.
If you want to see how women react to music, that motherfucker was just.
Hey,
he was just doing his thing.
Ray, what's your boy's name? What's his name? The dancer, James Brown. You could go to James Brown.
Oh shit! Watching him too, man.
Or you can watch Purple Rain.
Fuck, dude. Yeah,
shit,
man.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Dude, and I was like, if you, like, because when he's doing this thing, he's fucking playing his piano. Of course, you know, people, he's blind and shit. But right. he's just fucking doing his thing. These bitches are fucking creaming over this dude.
They're always
they're creaming over him.
He's touching. See, that's what I keep telling y'all about. The dangerous man is the one that can touch a woman without touching her. That's the most dangerous.
That's it.
Because she can't get away. She can't get away from this. She can get away from the hand contact. But that's why I tell these guys to stop rushing, to stop trying to prove yourself, and stop trying to be thirsty. Just show her why she should fuck you. See, this is why I keep telling guys, and I tell them all the time. I used to do this all the time, tell women. Women always like, oh, so you just want to fuck me, right? You know, because I always tell them I want to get to know them in a more intimate way. But see, I set them up for this shit because I use intimacy because they're thinking fucking. So I get a chance to educate them and then blow their fucking mind out the water because the education is letting them know intimacy is a hug, a kiss, a look, a smile, a touch, me unbuttoning your shirt. All that's intimacy. That's not sex. But even though I see you that you're very sexually attractive, you got to understand this. And this is where real comes real. See, guys, y'all don't know real until you tell a motherfucking woman, I'm not here to fuck you. I'm here to show you why you should be fucking me. See, they don't know about that shit. They don't know about that. They ain't ready for that one because that's what I tell them. Because I'm not trying to fuck you. Because if you really want me to be honest with you, I'm already fucking you right now by the way I'm talking to you. And how do I know that? Because look at your smile. I'm looking at you blushing. And I know you're thinking how many women I have or what I want to do with you.
I
know it's already a wrap. But when you really know what the fuck you're doing, you could be arrogant enough to let the woman know, I'm serious. I'm not trying to fuck you. You will never see me try to kiss your ass, try to impress you, or bend over backwards for you. I'm not trying to fuck you. But I will tell you this much.
Check this out.
What's up?
Check this out, Steve. Like, because I'm always on this music shit. Like, I go out to karaoke every once in a while, and it don't even matter if you know how to fucking sing, man. All you got to do is... It's just like you have your like what you were saying earlier. What the woman likes, you could fucking go up and fucking sing that song up there. But they're gonna all eyes are on you when you fucking when you're singing that shit. It don't matter if you know how to sing. You know what I mean? Just go up there because it takes a level of confidence, and all eyes are gonna be on you. Get off
man.
That. So many times bitches have approached me, you know?
Right. Real quick, I just want to say this. One thing my mentor told me, that's why he taught me poetry. He told me to work poetry. He told me first you got to learn poetry. Then you got to learn how to recite poetry. Then you got to get your motherfucking ass on the stage and recite it to the women. Because if you can do it's like driving a stick. If you can get on stage and recite poetry to women, that's why I got a poetry. I tell y'all guys, go to The Man Mindset and click on the poetry. I've got over 130 poems already, and that's just a little bit out of the vault. But I write tons of poetry where I got the women saying, listen, brother, like I told you before, the women are saying, Steve, here's $50, here's $60. Can you write a poem that's erotic, that's dirty, that's sensual, that's sexual? Can you put me in this kind of a situation? I said, shit, I'll write that shit up. I don't mind writing that yickety yak to you. I'll give you masturbation music. Shit, you goddamn right. But anyway, let me go and grab some of these other calls, caller, man, and keep it going. But
I just wanted to say that, man.
I respect.
Have a good one, Steve.
All right, 100. All right, let me get to this question also real quick. Question is, what about a woman's hair, smile, or her eyebrows? Listen, what I want you guys to know is this is what I always tell you guys. When you're talking to a woman, hey, remember the kitty song, head, shoulders, knees and toes, right, and all that other bullshit? You only go shoulder up. Never go shoulder down. Don't talk about her body. Don't talk about her titties. Don't talk about her curves. Yes, if you like how her hair is, if you're a guy, because I'm now more of a blonde, but I love brunettes and redheads. So it depends on the hair color. But I love hair. I love smile. I love eyebrows. I'm a weird motherfucker, but I love thick eyebrows on a woman. That shit is sexy as fuck to me. I don't know why, but I love those. I love dimples. Okay. There are features on a women that I like a lot. So those things I notice, and those are the things that I have no problem letting a woman know of what I notice about her, Ben. So I'm definitely going to let her know what I'm thinking about and everything. Shout out to Malaysia. What's going on, girl? What's up with you? But yeah, guys, if y'all want to call in 515-6, yeah, man, what I'm saying is no, I don't need to make a book of poems. I'm trying to get you guys out here. Go listen to the poems that I have, because, like, I'll give you an example. Hold on, let me give you an example. And now this is one that I wrote, okay, and I had a guy sing, because I can't sing, of course, but I had him sing this, and this is one that a guy uses to to smash his girl. He uses some of my poetry to smash women. So let me pull up. Let me see here. Hold on, let me see here if I can grab that shit. Let me see here. Just give you a sample of that shit. Hold on, I'm going to pull up one. I'm going to give you a sample of how it sounds, but what y'all got to do is y'all got to set the mood for these women. And the mood is going to be set by how you feel about yourself. Again, I'm not trying to make it about the woman, because it's not about the woman, but it is kind of about elevating her and letting her see things in her body and the way she can be with you. Most women love dirty, kinky, nasty things, but they're not going to share that with the average guy, because all the average guy does is judge the woman on what she is and what she does. And that's why I'm telling you guys, you got to go in this thing. That's why I tell you, don't talk about women. Don't judge women. Don't judge them. Women love sex. I'm sorry, man. I can't help it. I didn't write the rules. But the reason why they love sex and they're not having sex with you is because you motherfuckers ain't sexual enough to make them want to get that ass up, man. You got to let these women feel sexually safe, guys. And I always tell you that. You got to make her feel sexually safe. You've got to set the tone. Your house sets the tone. How many of you guys have go into your living room, go outside your door, and then close your door, open your door, step inside, and do a sound check of the area that she's going to walk into? Or where are the candles at? Are the candles in the right place? Because when you light the candles, that's got to set the mood. The music, is the jazz music that you're playing or the smooth music you're playing, is it coming from this side, that side, or is it a surround sound? Y'all guys don't even think that deep to do that, because nobody's ever telling you about being smooth. No one's ever telling you about that. And you know what the thing about smooth is that gives you this thing, gentlemen, called sexual confidence. But guys, let me go ahead and play this real quick. I'm going to play a clip of it. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I want you to hear one of my tracks. I'm going to let you hear one of the tracks. Hold on a second. Let me turn this off real quick. All right, girl, be quiet. All right, let me go and play one of these tracks for you and shit. Hold on, let me see here. Give me 2 seconds. All right, so this is the track. This is one of my hot ones. This is one of my hot tracks. But I want you to listen to the guy sing it. Listen to the guy sing it, okay? Make your mind. Here we go. Listen to this. Here we go. Listen. Listen. This is one of my poetry tracks. I'll see the link, but I'll put the link in the track. But listen to the song. Listen to the words. Think about undressing her. Think about what she thinks. I'll shut up. Here we go. Listen.
Baby, let me undress you and make you mine. Oh yeah, ooh, ooh, oh yeah, make you mine. Ooh, ooh, girl, make you mine.
Let me
blindfold
you,
baby,
while I whisper.
Wait, wait,
you want to hear my kick-ass voice? And then you got the Let's Make You Mine, but this is the new one I just dropped in. Wait, is it Until Then? What is it? If someone asked me to make a poem for him or some shit, oh, the King of Who Owns Your Pussy. Remember I did this, a guy called in, he said the guy that called in and said that he plays my songs when he's smashing his girl, I told him to give me a title to a song. So the track is called The King Who Owns Your Pussy. So I'm going to play the audio, but it starts off with me talking first, but I'm going to try to get the audio of it. So here you go. This is the king that owns your pussy.
This isn't about a relationship.
Wait, let me just get to the, let me see what I was saying. I'm just trying to find, okay, I'm just going to figure out all the talking and shit. I just want y'all to hear the song. Hold on a sec. Okay, but I'll send y'all the link to it if y'all want to check out the poems, but this is what I'm talking about. Hold on. It's still talking about shit. Hold on. Okay, wait. That's just me running my motherfucking mouth. You want to hear me run my mouth? I just want you to hear the okay, that's just me talking. Hold on. It's all when y'all to hear the lyrics. I love the lyrics to the song, the singing part, because I can't sing, so I have them sing for me. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
Get mad. You can get mad at me. Oh, yeah.
All right, listen.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter, baby. I'm the king who owns your pussy.
I tell you, I write some crazy shit. Man, I write some crazy shit. But anyway, let me get to y'all, Bubba. But I just try to give y'all an example, dog. I'm just trying to give y'all an example, man, that y'all can check all that shit out, man. No, it's not Discord. It's on SoundCloud. So I'll send y'all the link, but y'all can check it out as much as y'all want. But this is why I always tell y'all guys, take the poetry, learn. I don't care. You can take the words and study them. I don't care, because it's free for you guys to learn, because I keep telling you, the one thing my mentor did, y'all know the story, when he brought that woman in the bedroom and he started spitting that yak in her ear and made her play with herself without him, man, dog, after that, it was a wrap. After that happened, I was like, shit. Wait, let me grab the link for you guys so y'all can check it out. But this is the poetry that I keep telling you. You don't have to do it, bar, because it took me for – I've been doing this since the fifth grade, so – it's been a while. This is a long time. So I'm really good at words. I'm good at spitting yak and shit, guys. So here's a link for y'all guys. Just save it in your thing right there, man. But this is, the women love this shit, man. Oh, wait, let me see. Hold on. Damn, did that work? That did not work. Hold on. It didn't come out right. Hold on. Let me paste it here. Hold on, guys. Yeah, this is all that stuff, man. I'll be writing this yickety yak for these women, dog. Shit. I'll be lacing them. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this right. Let me see here. Let me grab this link. All right. This should work. Copy this link. Press this. Okay. Here you go. For you guys out there. Again, this is all about being smooth. Hold on, God Juice. I'll answer that in 1 second. Oh, wait, Tim, I got you in 1 second. Okay. So that's the link right there. If y'all want to check it out, just grab that. That's the link to all the tracks. But, guys, if y'all want to learn how to write, y'all got to, the king that owns your pussy. Yeah, that's the king that owns your pussy. Yeah, I got one that, look, this is a tough one right here. Let me see here. Hold on, I want y'all to hear this one real quick. Not creamy, juicy, wet. Hold on, I got one for y'all motherfuckers. Hold on, watch this shit. This one right here, what is it called? Hold on, wait. Cream in your coffee, sex meditation, she calls. What is it called? Because this is telling the woman that I'm not your, what you call it? Hold on, what is it called? Oh, Sucker No More. See, it's called Sucker No More. Listen to this. It's called Sucker No More. Listen to this one. All right, listen to this one. Listen to the lyrics of this, okay? The words. Watch.
You want me to buy you fancy things and take you, baby, around the world. Want me to buy you everything and show everybody that you're my girl. But if you ain't fucking me or sucking this dick, you better hit the door. I'm not a sucker for you, bitch. Not a sucker no more.
See that right there, guys? I tell you, like, if you ain't sucking my dick and fucking me, you got to get out the door. I'm telling y'all, man. So that's called sucking no more, man. But I think I have, like, the old ones. Like, I got the old ones here. Hold on. I got some. Oh, wait. 707, I'll bring you in 1 second. I have some old ones, like the old ones that I have. Like, watch this, guys. I think it's under ad. So these are the old tracks, I think. Listen to this right here. Is this one?
I'm taking my dick off the table. You can't have it no more. Disrespect me, bitch. I don't think so.
Taking my dick off the table. Look at this one. What's this one right here?
I shoot it in your head. I shoot it in your face. A trap fell on the floor. Lick it up. Smile, enjoy the taste. Cause you're easy. Because you're easy.
Y'all write some weird, some crazy shit, man. I'm right. Hold on, 707. Let me grab two more. What about this one? Let's see what this one is. What's this one?
Nothing in the world. Nothing in the world. Than your booty in the air. Looking at that eye. With your face in the pillow.
Your face in the pillow. Let me listen to the last one. What's this last one here?
Put my dick on your forehead and put it between your lips. You're just a piece of ass, baby. Now suck on the tip.
Y'all be writing the crazy poetry. 707, what's your question, man? What's up? What's up, man? What's up, 707?
So, Steve, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your question, brother? How you doing, man? What's up?
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to say that, like, the shit you're saying, man, that shit is real, and that shit is, like, crazy to listen to, because I used to, like, not fathom what you were saying. Like, I used to listen to the fucking, for a little bit, listen to the fucking Red Pill shit, and
yes.
I was, like, low-key, like, yo, like, that shit's some game. No, like, no, that shit is not, like, after listening to you, Lucario, little bit of EO, Rosebud for sure, like, I was able to get, like, for example, I got a Valentine's when I wasn't even dating her, like, I couldn't fathom being real, like, and I'm still getting the hang of it, I'm still young, but, like, I feel myself improving, and it doesn't only improve, like, your foot with women, like, it improves you because it's about you. And the funny thing is, Steve, when I used to listen, you were like, it's not about the woman, it's about you. I'm like, oh, he's fucking, like, that's faking. Like, he's doing this for the woman, but he's just saying that. No, like, that shit, like, literally right now, I just had a fucking 40-minute moment with myself in the mirror. And that shit made me fucking smile, and it felt real. Like, and it's fucking crazy because, like, I used to look at that other shit and be like, yo, that's some game. Like, nah, that shit is low self-esteem. Like, you don't believe in yourself. Like, you don't got no fucking game. Like, nah.
Yes.
Oh, nah, man. That's all I wanted to say. Like,
I appreciate you,
I'm not where I want to be, but that shit is helping me improve, and I really appreciate it.
I got you, man. I got you, brother. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do real quick, on, if you're watching us live, I'm going to play the one where I was in a car with two beautiful Italian women. I got a track, guys. You remember okay. I was doing some Uber and everything, and I was showing y'all Uber game and shit when I was doing some Uber on the side. And the women were so – these were two Italian women. And I recorded it, and I use it as a track. So I got it. Let me find it if this is it. Let me see if this is it. Let me see if this is it. Hold on. No, that's not it.
There
are black guys in Italy?
No, not all.
Hey, say something in Italian. Can you say something in Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Ooh, I hit it wrong. Here you go. Sorry. Oh, here you go. Wait, shit. Hit the button. Hold on. Here you go. Shit. Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah.
Sato. Can I, wait, tell me to say something in Italian. teach me some Italian. Too bad. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to shut up. Everybody's playing. I'm sorry. Let me be quiet. Here we go. I'm sorry. Hold on, let me see. There are black guys in Italy?
No, not all.
Hey, say something in Italian. Can you say something in Italian?
Yeah.
Why did it stop? It stopped on me. Hold on. Why is it stopping? Hold on.
Sato.
Can I, wait, tell me to say something in Italian. teach me some Italian.
So, if you want to say,
hi,
how are you? Wait, how do I say I'm in the car with two beautiful women in Italian? How do I say that in Italian?
Sono in una macchina.
Sado in a...
Sono.
In una macchina.
In una macchina. Come on, ladies. No, wait.
No,
okay.
Slowly.
Okay.
Sono.
In.
Una.
Uno.
Una.
Una.
Macchina.
Macchina.
Con
due
bellissime
ragazze
italiane, two
gorgeous, beautiful women, man. If I had known women look like that, I need to go to Italy. What am I doing here? Why am I here? Man, I got so Italiano. I don't know, but yeah. Do the brothers go to Italy?
Beautiful.
You are gorgeous. You two women are drop dead gorgeous. Y'all got beautiful smiles, olive skin, beautiful hair, nice smile. Good. Nobody had to do it. Hey. Did they go? Yeah, man. See? It goes into the song, so, but yeah, so that's called Creamy, Juicy, and Wet. So that track was called Creamy, Juicy, and Wet, guys. But what I'm showing y'all, guys, I'm showing y'all game. And when you can take what I'm showing you and you mix in the music, you mix in your crib, and that's why I want you guys, hold on, let me give, hey, Rattlesnake, give me a shout out for there, man. Let me give you a shout out right there. Thank you, catch up. Thank you, dog, for the super check. But yeah, caller, what I'm saying, I'll throw you back in because I got to chop it up. But I think 505, wait, let me see something. 505, you're just listening, right? No, 505, you're just listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I knew you were just listening. Oh, I'll throw you back in. Right, so 707, like I said before, the only way you're going to learn about real game is seeing real game and seeing that how it works. You never hear me complain about women. You'll never hear me say they're the scourge of the earth. You'll never hear me say anything bad because women ain't part of the game. They've never been part of the game. All I'm trying to get, well, you're starting to see it now, 707, but what I'm trying to get you to do is don't trust me. See it for yourself. Build it for yourself. Create your mouthpiece. Create your crib. Take down all the goddamn posters. You know, take all that stuff down. Start putting up your nude paintings and stuff. Set up your crib. You don't have to spend a lot of money. I don't want you to spend a lot of money to make it look nice, but you want to set yourself up so when she comes in there, every room can be a sexual museum. Every single room, from the living room to the kitchen to the shower to the bedroom. And here's the cool thing, 707. You want to know how you make your bedroom cool and shit? You want to know the easiest thing to do to fuck a woman head up? You want to know what that is, brother? Ready for this? 484, I'll bring you 1 second.
What's up, man?
You know what the crazy thing is? Check this out. What do women do when they first go to your crib? They always got to go to the bathroom, right? Right? And when they go to the bathroom, they want to know your medical history because they look in what? Your medicine cabinet, and they dig through your drawers to see what kind of guy you are, right? Well, why not use that to show them what kind of man you are? All you got to do, and this is a free one because I give these for free, go to Walmart, go to the airport section, and get two of every woman item, two shampoos, two conditioners, two makeup wipes, get a loofah, toothbrushes, toothpastes, get the shaving cream, and throw all that shit in one drawer in your bathroom. Because if you have women over, you got to be a guest. You got to be that guest, right? And when you have a woman over spending the night, if she spends the night, you get one of your robes out, you throw it in your dryer, and then when she comes out the shower, you put a night. You know how it feels you put a warm towel on your body after you come out that cold-ass shower? How you think it's going to feel when you put a nice warm robe on her ass when she comes out that shower? Yeah, me. See what I'm saying? Kane.
Yeah, man, I see that, man. I see that, but that's all cool. But the realest part about the game that you say is it's all about you and that shit. Like, how the fuck are you going to be able to, like, do all that, have that, all that shit, but then you don't believe in you? So it's like, that's
bro,
the
yeah,
shit
yeah,
that it's
right.
like, it really, like, that shit is real. But nah, that shit too, man.
Right, and unfortunately, a lot of guys make it about the messenger. So they fall in love with the fake pill shit versus not even believing that goofy-ass shit they come up with. This is odd. Hey, do they ever talk about how to text a woman? Do they ever tell you what to say to her to make her smile? I mean, they don't talk about that shit, do they?
Well, even if they do, it's about, like, faking it till you make it. Like, this is, like,
you
being you. And then if she's not fucking with you, then that's cool. But when a woman really fucks with you, like, there's no games. Like, there's literally no games.
Right. Okay, well, let me throw you because I got another call, but I appreciate the call, 707, and call anytime, okay, my brother?
I appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
No, I appreciate you more. Thank you, 707. 484, and I'll answer your question in 1 second. 484, sorry for the wait. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
What's good? Question. What's up, man?
Yeah, I wanted to just give you a call and just say thank you for what you and the guys are doing. I definitely tapped into y'all recently. I was reading a lot of Rare Pill information, and it definitely threw my game off, and I'm thankful that I was able to come in contact with some of the stuff that you've been spitting recently that's been
Welcome
helping
home.
Out a lot.
Welcome home. Welcome home.
Yes, sir.
So did you have a question or something, my brother, or just wanted to say that?
I just wanted to say thank you and just show some love. And
No, it's cool. Well, let me ask you a question. What was the thing that made you cross over? Because I'm sure I'm the enemy over there because I tried to teach you how to be a man. But what made you cross over? What made you come over to the other side?
Well, what made me come over is because, like, I had a lot of chicks that I was, like, on dates with. And then I was seeing things go left or I was doing things that was, like, making the dates go wrong, and then I had a couple of situations that went right, and I'm like, when I took a step back, and actually it was Lucario who was saying certain things like flirting. I'm realizing, like, listening to Red Pill, they like, oh, don't validate a woman. But with me being the type of guy who is good looking and I attract a lot of women because I'm an artist, I'm a creative individual.
Mm-hmm.
It's like hearing Lucario say, when you gotta, like, build them up, or, you know what I'm saying, get things to them so that they're able to feel like they're on your level. Because I had women say, oh, I don't know, I'm you do a lot, or you're doing way too much, or you have a lot going on. And
right.
So listening to some of the stuff that y'all was saying, I'm like, that would have worked a lot more than just trying to be so high up and not even elevating them up to my situation.
Well, yeah, that's all you want. See, what a lot of guys don't know, and I still think I got it because it's been a while since I showed you guys, but when you have it and you know what you're doing, what happens is you'll get beautiful women like you're on the, if y'all watching live, you'll get beautiful women like this sending you messages like this. Oh, let me take the question off real quick. The message is, I think you're out of my league. That's what you want them to say. You want them to realize that you're you see, the beautiful thing about being a man that I want y'all to understand, it's evolving. You see, I'm always evolving. And if I'm always evolving, then what happens is she's trying to catch up to who the fuck I am, but she'll never catch me. She'll never come close to where I'm at because it's all about me and how I am to me. You see what I'm saying? It's all about me. So
right.
That's the thing that I try to get guys to see, but they can't see it because they don't see it in themselves. And that's the problem because nobody on that side is telling them to be an individual. They want to be a part of a collective, and you can't win being part of a collective. You got to be single-minded. Seriously,
right.
You got to. You can't be the collective, because y'all can talk all the shit y'all want over there, but eventually you got to be one-on-one with a woman. And if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you're either going to be food or her bitch, or she ain't going to fuck with you. Okay?
Exactly.
All right, man. Well, thank you for the call, man. Anytime you got a question, please call in, and I got you. All right, brother? Thank you for the call, okay?
Okay. Appreciate your time, right. Steve. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you, 484. Let me go ahead and ask this question. Guys, listen to me. Get your crayons out on this, guys. Get your crayons on this. Listen to me. Listen to me. Yes, and don't forget the rubbers. Exactly. But let me answer this question. Ben, listen to me. Ben, I used to make $4.35 at Kids Kingdom, which is a knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese. My apartment was not the best looking apartment on the outside, but I maintained it well on the inside. Ben, I had two doors and a hatchback car that I had to save money so I would take two buses to go to work, okay? And the reason I'm telling you this is because I pulled a lot of – see, just because I took two buses to go to work doesn't mean I didn't drive the woman's car home or whatever, or if they stayed the night, they took me to work or whatever. But what I'm saying is that my clothes, my car, my home, those things don't define me. Those are things that I have. So if you're worried about your vehicle that you drive, then you care about what people think about you, thus – you're already going to lose because you're worrying about what someone thinks about you. Please understand this, man. Every person is allowed to have an opinion on you. That is their God-given right. But guess what? My God-given right is not to give a fuck because what they think is none of my business. Hate me or love me. You're allowed to think what you're thinking. And if you don't like me, I guess I agree with you because I'm not going to try to change your mind because I don't want to waste any of my time. I got to try to help those that want help. So what I'm saying to you is people are not going to like you and people are going to judge you. But let them not like you for you and let them judge you. Let them do what they want to do because we're going to be talking about this on Wednesday. We're going to be discussing power. And you don't understand holding and harnessing power. Power is when somebody is so far in their fucking feelings that they're thinking about you and you're not thinking about them. Who holds the power? When a woman is not thinking about you and you're thinking about her, who holds the power? When you are doing your thing and you ain't thinking about the woman who's thinking about you, who holds the power? See, y'all don't understand the dynamics of power. We're going to be talking about that on Wednesday. That's what we're going to be discussing on Wednesday. Because you guys are too busy giving your power away to people, who don't even deserve a flinch of your power. You worry about other people, you're giving them power. When you worry about what they think, you're giving them power. Because they might not even be thinking about you, but the fact that you're thinking about them and they're not thinking about you means you're giving your power to them. As a man, I always hold the serve because I always maintain the power. I build my power for me because my power source, like I was telling you early on, and I'm going to talk about Wednesday, is that if my power source is 100 and I'm not giving it away, everything that I do, follow me on this. Have any of y'all watched the new Godzilla? You know I'm Team Kong. I'm Team Kong. If you watch Godzilla, they talked about it, and nobody even recognized what they did. they talked about it and nobody understood. And I'm not giving the movie away, but I'm giving you an idea what they did. See, someone created a mega Godzilla, right? But it couldn't function up to its highest power because the power source it had only gave it limited power. That's why they had to grab another resource of power, because when they grabbed that resource of power and put it in that motherfucker, it, woof, gave them all the power, then some. So what I'm saying to you, and I'll talk more about this on Wednesday, is that the power that you hold for yourself, whenever you send a text message, you approach, whatever you do is going to be based on how you feel about yourself. It's your power base. Your power base, if it's not 100, you're not going to talk to a woman at 100. And when you don't talk to her at 100, she's going to see the dings. She's going to see the fear. She's going to recognize you don't have confidence. So we're going to be talking about that on Wednesday. I don't want to get too much in that. You give up your soul. Yeah, I don't want to give too much in that. But, Ben, I don't care if you were on a Fred Flintstone vehicle that you had to push with your feet. Ben, listen to me. When a woman is into you, Ben, guess what, brother? Not only will she be proud to ride in your 1986 vehicle, she'll take that bitch to the car wash and wash it herself, sir. She is not going to judge you on your vehicle because she doesn't care. Y'all think they care, and that's you thinking women are like men. See, only reason a woman cares is when it goes back to the power base. When you come at a woman weak, remember I told you about the balance. I hope y'all can see that shit, the balance. Let me come right here, the balance. When you're coming at her weak, there's got to be balance. So she's got to get something out of you to get a little bit of balance, and that's y'all's problem. See, you're worried about your vehicle, but yet you ain't tweaking your game correctly. I don't care if you're in a Pinto. I promise you. See, most of y'all guys think that beautiful women don't want guys for being guys. A beautiful woman cannot change the fact that she's beautiful. But just because she's beautiful doesn't mean that she doesn't have an attraction to nerdy guys. Guys don't have cars. Guys that are fat, guys that are overweight, guys that have guts, guys that play guitars, or guys that play chess club or Dungeons and Dragons, cosplay. It doesn't matter. See, if y'all ever look at cosplay or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You ever look at cosplay? Look at all those beautiful women that are nerds and geeks. They can't help how they look, but it's their personality that drives their behavior. It's not their looks, because there's always nerdy, pretty, geeky girls in every pod and every crew. That's how deep the game is. That's how deep the game is. Let me check the lines real quick. Okay. So what I want to say, because the lines are down, so we're going to just get to our descent now. But what I was saying to y'all guys is this, and we're going to talk more about it, but let's get back to the smooth thing. Gentlemen, I know so many of you guys out there are not being talked to this way. So many of you guys out there think that the world is against you. Some of you guys think that you don't have a chance. Some of you guys think that you're just not good enough. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're fucking lying. You're a goddamn liar. Listen, we never make it about the woman. It will never be about the woman. I build myself up for me to only position myself and show the woman why she should fuck me. That's all I'm doing. I'm not about teaching you how to fuck women. That's beneath me. Fucking a woman, that's beneath me. I'm on some upper level shit. I want her to wake up and let me be Christmas Eve. I want her to have me being October 31st. I want to be the amusement park. I want to be the thing that she's excited for. Guys, when a woman is excited about you, ooh-wee, this dress ain't right. This dress ain't right. This dress ain't right. Bling, bling, bling. Hello, can I borrow that dress that you had that makes my ass look rounder or my titties pop? Can I borrow your shoes? Can I borrow your purse? Yeah, I got girl. I'm going to see him, and I want everything to work. I don't want to mess this up. I'm gonna get that dick tonight, girl. She is in a salon getting her hair done and getting her nails done and all that shit. And they talking. Oh, you must have a special day. Yeah, girl, I'm about to suck me some dick tonight, girl. Ooh, I can't wait. They will fix themselves up for you. They will cook for you. Not only cook for you, they will make sure everything's right and proper. Oh my God. Okay, he's coming over. They check their bra. Okay. All right. Okay. And then they'll push up their titties, and then they'll pull their piece of the cleavage and everything. Okay. Perk up the titties and everything. Okay. Then they're double checking themselves in the mirror. And then and this is where the actress comes in. Remember, every woman is an Oscar-winning award actress. Because even though she's nervous inside, even though she's horny inside, even though she wants to rip your fucking clothes off and suck your dick, she is knows how to hold the line. She knows how to, well, can't wait to suck this dick. Okay. Hi, how you doing? Come on in. Oh, it's so great to see. Hi. Oh, you look nice. And as you walk away, she's like, you know, they do that shit. I don't, women, y'all think women are like the scourge of the, women have fun. Women do this stuff, man. Women are, y'all got the wrong idea about women. They play the role. They can't, you got to understand the climate of women. And again, this is not me trying to defend women. I'm just telling you what it is. Women are on attack nowadays. I've talked about it. They're on edge because they don't know if a rejection can turn into a murder, them getting beat up, or them being hurt. So they are really cautious about talking to guys because a lot of guys don't know how to handle their own liquor, so to speak. You know what I mean? So these women are on edge. But when you take the edge off the woman and you show her that, you know what? Look. This is how I approach you. This is why I came over here. This is what I want. And what you see is what you get. I'm not trying to fake it or anything like that. This is what I want from you. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to take you, and this is why I want to take you. Here's my card. Call me. No, call me. Okay, I'll call you. And then my first text message is telling the story how I met her, and she'll say something. I'll set the date up. And then we on the date, even between the date, man, look. Guys, y'all are most of y'all guys that listen to me grill, okay? A lot of y'all guys grill, and you know the rules of grilling. Y'all don't know how to marinate the pussy, not the one between her legs, but the one between her mind. Gentlemen, think about something that you wanted so bad that maybe you waited in line for. I mean, it was like, for me, it was video games. Y'all know me, I'm a gamer, so I've always, like, before shit hit, I used to wait at midnight in line to get my Xbox and all that other shit. But think about a game, a pair of shoes, or something that you wanted real bad. Think about the, okay, fuck that. Scratch that. Fuck all that. Let me tell you something that I'm explaining to you. I'll use Christmas. I can use Halloween, but we'll go with Christmas. Think about December 1st as a kid. Now, you knew after Thanksgiving was over in November, you knew, okay, all right, everything's cool, blah, blah, blah. December 1st hits, shit, Scrooge, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Charlie Brown, Frosty the Snowman, don't judge me, I'm old as fuck, but I'm just telling you, those things come on. So they started getting you excited about Christmas. But as the days winded closer to the 20th, what did you do? Oh, my God. Oh, I want this. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. And every day there was something to marinate you to get you even more excited about Christmas Day. Even though Christmas Eve, you told yourself, I'm going to stay up all night. Or I'm going to stay up all night. Y'all know y'all fall fucking asleep and shit like that. But it's the same thing with Halloween, gentlemen. You get excited. But see, your problem is that you may get the woman excited, but the excitement will begin to dwindle if you don't maintain it or up it. See, most of y'all guys think that you can go ahead and talk to a woman and set up the date, right? Sure, you can do that. And sure, she's going to be excited. But you better fucking hope she don't run into a motherfucker like me. You better hope she don't. Because when it's going to start to go like this, guess who the fuck she's going to call to shift over to the other street and then get with me, and I'm going to bring that shit all the way up when she's going to go out with me instead of you. I'm not saying you got to talk to her every fucking hour on the hour, but you got to keep the excitement that you had as a child. Remember the excitement? Christmas and Halloween, even your birthday. But Christmas and Halloween, you had an excitement. And even in that excitement, what did you do? Even in that excitement, you counted down the days because you knew when that day hit, oh, it's on. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys, man. So wait, hold on, man. Dude, Ben, I'm going to tell you this one more time because you're pushing this, dude. So what you just told me is just be myself no matter if I drive A6 Plymouth, K, or even a 26. Brother, listen to me, Ben. I don't care if you walk to work. I don't. Y'all got to listen. This is why it's called a man mindset. This is not called a you got to wear clothes, cars, and money to get women mindset. That's across the street. Ben, I got love for you, but I don't care what kind of car you have. Because as a man, I'm not going to judge you on your car. I'm judging you on your character. It's the same thing you do with a fucking woman. Because if a woman is judging you for your car, then throw her ass back in the water. You don't need to impress a car. See, the problem with y'all guys, and this is one thing I want to say. Oh, hey, thank you, Junk. Let me say, JS, thank you for the super chat, man. Thank you, man. But I want to say this to you because I'm going long again. I don't want to go too long, but I want y'all to understand something. Listen, I promise you, I know you don't see it right now, but I'm trying to get you to see something. Every gold digger, every stripper, every woman that's stuck up, every woman that expects a man to buy dinner, every woman that writes those damn profiles of all of her goddamn expectations, let me tell y'all something. That shit has nothing to do with me. All that shit's none of my business. I don't know when y'all going to learn this shit. The only reason you're fucked over on this shit is because you make it your business. She's allowed to want the finer things in life. She can have the finest wines. She can be in the most fancy vehicles known to man. She can have someone to put, you know, diamond jewelry around her neck. She can have all that shit. But that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. So whatever she wants, brother, always remember, never fulfill a want unless you know how to take that want and not turn it into a need, but turn it into an addiction. If you can take the want and turn it to addiction, you can do that. But y'all ain't ready for that type of game. We're going to be pushing that shit on the sex boot camps. We got to move that out of the way. But what I'm saying to you is this. I am never here to fulfill a woman's wants. I am here to fulfill the one thing that she doesn't want you to know about. You see, gentlemen, women are running on two. Wait a second. I always tell you this works for men, but I'm going to work it for women right now, and I want you to hear this. I got to turn them. I want you to hear this. Wait a second. I'm going to play this for you right now. Hold on. Let me see here. Where is it at? All right. Hold on. Let me find that shit. Now, I'm going to explain this to you. And once I explain it to you, you can't make any excuses at this point. Now, remember, I always told you sometimes TV and movies, just like Godzilla, sometimes they give you, see, in the video game world, okay, they have these things called Easter eggs, okay? And an Easter egg is something that they plant in a movie for only those that are really looking for it. Like, give you an example. If you watch the Justice League, right, a lot of y'all watch the whole thing and realize, why the fuck is Superman so goddamn mad? What the fuck is wrong with Superman? But the one Easter egg you guys missed is when Lois was at home and she opened up her drawer, y'all didn't recognize the pregnancy test that she had in the drawer. That was the Easter egg. So what I'm using right now for the House of Cards that I'm about to play to you, I always play to the guys. I'm going to show you the woman Easter egg that they don't want you to see, okay? Because nobody does this, so why not be me? All right, let me find it. We're gonna get to the Easter egg. Hold on, let me see. Here we go. Hold on, let's see if this is it. No, wrong season. Hold on, give me a second. I got to give your boy a second. All right, hold on, let me pull it up. All right, remember, Easter eggs, okay? Here we go. Easter egg. All right, listen.
To me, instead of making a last-minute decision like this.
I didn't. I created this confusion in order to take advantage of it. Everything that has happened was planned.
Now stop right here. Teach you a lesson about the game. Women are the masters at chess for most of you guys because they're always thinking five moves ahead of your opponent. But this Easter egg right here is showing you when you move 10 moves ahead, you can create confusion. You can create not chaos, but a calm and confusion. If you're listening to what he's saying, I created this, meaning he's not moving 5 steps ahead like the woman. He's at 10 steps. But I'm giving y'all some game right here. Listen.
Since when?
Since before Elysian Fields. But it was at Elysian Fields. Listen. That it hit me. I saw it almost like a light bulb going off above my head.
Here it comes. Listen.
Where does the real power lie?
Okay. Where does the real power lie? Write that down. Because this is now we're flipping it to women now. Because nobody's talking about this. I'm telling y'all. Nobody's talking about this. Where does the real power lie?
Power behind the power.
See, y'all thought that women had one power. Now, I've already shown you two. I'll show you three. But what is the power behind the power? See, the power that the average guy sees is the wants women have. See, the want that women has is as bright as the sun because you guys enhance it. But there is a power behind that that's even more powerful than the one you think that you got to please. And that, let me keep going. Listen.
And I understood, Claire, that we have to think and act differently than we ever have. Because it's no longer about who lives in the White House.
So, and this is not about, it's not who lives in the White House. It's not about who controls the wants. It's about who controls the need.
It's about who owns the White House.
See, the man that can control the need is the man that's going to have the woman addicted and hooked on his ass. See, most of you guys are so busy looking at the light or the sun of the want that you didn't even realize there was something even stronger behind that because none of you would ever pull back the layer. See, it's no different than I tell you guys about the Wizard of Oz. These women are going to come to you like the mighty wizard, right? Just thunder, lightning, and powerful, right? Because they're demanding the want. Because behind the want is always going to be the need. They don't want you to be that guy to do, because that's the weakness. That's the chink in the armor. That's like 300. That's the goat pathway. They don't want you to know about the need. So they force the want. The TV forces the want. Every kiss begins with K. You know, De Beers and, you know, nothing's nicer than a diamond ring. You should have went to Jared. You know, buy her this. You know what? It's Mother's Day. And Mother's Day is nothing about that diamond ring. All this stuff that they've been pushing to you is you looking at the wrong power. There is a power that is behind the power. But what he's trying to explain to you in this Easter egg is that both powers are running simultaneously at the same time. It's just what power that you're going. Listen, it's deep.
Is the presidency. How much higher can a politician go?
The real power isn't here.
See that?
It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it. Look, Claire, you and I have always been on the inside, trapped in the bubble.
In the bubble. You guys have been trapped into trying to satisfy the lie that women have been using and blinding you every day. The push-up bra lie. The makeup lie. The fake hair lie. The fake nails. The fake eyeliner. The fake eyeliner. Everything to enhance and augment their body, because that's how they hold the power to get you to be intimidated by their son. They're intimidated by their power. We're going to talk about this on Wednesday. I'm telling you, we're getting deep. Because you don't understand the real power and where it lies. It's not in the body in which he augments. It's the man that can see beyond the power and see her for what she is, not what she wants you to see her as. That's where you're going wrong. And you've always been going wrong, because that's what they've been using to get you guys to buy into the bullshit. You're mad at women because you're caught into the power of the want, but you've never taken a moment to get around that fucking corner to look at that second power of the need. Why? Because guess what, guys? Like I told you before, the reason why guys like us get there faster, it's because she doesn't even protect that area. There are no weapons, no guns, no battleships, no planes, no barbed wire fences, no dogs. It's just sitting there all by its motherfucking self. Why? But the why is important. Wait.
But going forward, with my operating on the outside in the private sector and you working from here, we can own this house together. Don't you see? I've designed this.
It's the great design. You see, gentlemen, I don't force women to like me, and I don't force women to do things. I see them for what the fuck they are, not for what they want me to see them as. I see them for what they are. And the problem is that I leapfrog over that want shit, because they've never met someone that either goes over it, under it, or through it. Most of you guys stay away from it, back away from it, and you refuse to challenge it, because it's so mighty and so bright. She looks so good. She's so pretty. Guys, think about this for a second. I mean, I got about to wrap this up, but I want y'all to think about something. Think about this for a second. Have you ever taken a moment when you're watching porn and looking at all them fine women with the body, the breasts, the look, the kind of woman, if they wasn't in porn and you saw them walking down the street, you'd be like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. I would have a, oh my God. And that's the same woman taking one cock, two cock, three cocks, four, five cocks, six cocks, seven cocks. That's the one woman taking all, doing all the nastiest shit, doing all the nastiest shit. And it's never dawned on you, wait a second, she's beautiful, but why is she doing all that nasty shit? It's because the motherfuckers behind the camera know the secret. They know that the woman that is drawing y'all to her son of power, on the other side of it, is nothing but a piece of wood that is a fake, false problem of power that's being held up by a board of insecurity. That's all it is. Guys, if you ever watched Blazing Saddles, you remember they built that fake town? That when everybody rolled in, it looked like a real town, but on the other side, it was just a piece of stick holding that shit together. Women want you to see the lie because the power is not in the woman. The power is in your fucking perception of the woman. That's where you go wrong, because you're looking at her power versus looking at your own power. You can't win the game that way, because when you look at your power, her power goes away. You leapfrog over. You see her for what she is. She can show you the power of being stuck up. Hey, like I told you, why don't I tell you the profiles? I'm a good girl, and you know what? I have a kitty cat. His name is Oscar. And, you know, Oscar and I are looking for a decent guy, somebody that is kind, loving, and caring, somebody that's understanding of my needs, and someone that just doesn't want to have sex, and someone that wants to look at the good qualities I have because I'm on my period. And I just, all that bullshit, right? That ain't got nothing to do with me. No. She's speaking in Charlie Brown. Y'all remember Charlie Brown? Womp, 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 right? But y'all don't see it because the power source you're using to work with or quote-unquote see things is at such a low level, everything is a blur to you, because the power source that you should have should come from within. But how can you do a within power wearing clothes and standing on that? How can you have a within power wearing nice watches and all that other shit, thinking that's going to get you the woman? Mm-mm. That's going to draw you closer to her son, the first one, the first fake power. But it's not going to do anything about the need. Because remember, I always tell you guys, just because she's in his bed doesn't mean she ain't thinking about me. Just because she's in his bed doesn't mean she's not texting me. Just because she's in her bed, it doesn't mean that she ain't going to get out of the bed and go in the bathroom and take a photo of her titties for me. But I don't control the second power. I control the amount of drug I give her for the addiction. See, that's what, man, y'all ain't ready. Y'all guys ain't ready for this, man. Because most of y'all really honestly, truly think that women are bad people. They're really fucking misunderstood if you think about it, because they're even confusing to their own selves. Ready for the confusing statement of the year real quick before we wrap this up? Here's the confusing statement of the year. I want a man to see me for who I am on the inside. Slaps on makeup. I want a man to see me for what I am on the inside. Puts on a wig. I want a man to see me what's on the inside. Push-up bra. I want a man to see me what's on the inside. Botox. Stretching her fucking skin. Trying to beat Father Time. Sitting her ass out there in that sun, getting a tan. But yet, I want a guy to see me for what I am. That's the confusion. They're confused. So you're dealing with a confused person that has power over you because you're too enamored by their son, because you know what you did to their son? You have taken their son and you will put it high in the sky, and all you do every day is you worship it. Oh, mighty great sun. Oh, mighty great beautiful woman. Oh, mighty one. Oh, you're so gorgeous. You're so pretty. You're so special. And I am not worthy. Please take my car. Take my cash. Take my dinners. Take my heart. And please be like the Predator and rip my fucking spine out and rip my balls out, and I shall give them to you as sacrifice, O mighty one, because I worship you. You are my son, God. And y'all don't even believe. I'm telling you that shit, Tim. Tim, I know, Tim. I know that. That's what I'm talking about tomorrow. We're going to be talking about on Wednesday. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Brian, the lines aren't over. No, we shut the lines down. You're late, Brian. No, the lines are down. But that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Because I'm about to wrap it up, Brian. But what I'm saying to y'all that's listening is that in this other world, my world, because I can only speak for me, is that the reason I can't worship her son is because I'm too busy worshiping my son. I will say it again. The reason I can't roll fruit at her and look at her as the son God is because I'm looking at my son God and I am worshiping him. I look to him for my answers. I don't look to the outside world. That's why I worship him. And because I worship him, I just jump, leapfrogged over that bullshit. That guys, if you got to watch Blazing Saddles, and y'all know what I'm talking about. If you watch Blazing Saddles, you'll see the fake town that's made out of fake wood. That's how deep the game is. But let me see something real quick for you guys out here. I know you was talking about. Brent, he said, I even have women out of the blue send me DMs on message Facebook and their private thing. But see, here's the problem, though. The problem is, Ben, is that even though this is happening, you don't know what to do with it because you're still worried about your car, brother. You're still worried about your car, okay? So, gentlemen, I don't want to apologize for giving y'all so many shows. I know I'm giving y'all hours after hours after hours, but I'm sorry. It's just, the game has got to be released, man. I can't hold that shit in. I got to let it out. And I'm sorry that I'm going for hours, but not sorry, but that's what you get from the man mindset. I'm going to tell you the why behind shit, and I'm just not going to tell you shit. We're going to talk about it. Because if you can see it, not see what I see, but you see it in your own eyes, it changes up the game, man. But you have to see it first, gentlemen. All you have to see this, okay? Yeah, hey, Brian, you just watched the stream earlier. I know, man. It's just, you just watched one, and here we are doing another one. So, and then I got to do Lucario in like 10 hours, 10 and a half hours. We got to do a show with Lucario. So what I'm saying to you guys, what you got to understand about the game, when it's really in you, you can teach people the game in ways that they've never seen before. And it's not an echo chamber of shit. Thank you, Tim, for the $5 super chat. But what I'm saying for you guys, like I always say to you guys, at the end of the day, no, Jay, this was not epic, Jay. You're epic. You're epic. Not about me. As much as my ass would love it to be about me. Thank you, Tim. I can't make it about me. But what I can do at the end of the day is, no, it's all good, Ray. Much love. I'm just fucking with y'all. But what I can say for you guys to make you even more epic is tonight when you close your cake-ass eyes, always remember the graveyard. Take a moment in time because nobody is telling you. There's not one YouTuber in this game telling you this. That's what we separate ourselves. There's not one YouTuber telling you about the graveyard. There's not one. We are the originators. But as I said before, look at the graveyard before you go to bed. Just think about it. You don't have to look at it. Think about it before you close your eyes and go to bed tonight. Think about one thing and just remember before you go to sleep tonight. Always remember everybody in there, they all have one thing in common. And that is each and every one of them thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Always, gentlemen, live your life as if it's your last day. No regrets. Tomorrow, if I see that woman I want to talk to, I'm going to do that shit. No regrets. Because the last thing I want you to do is regret your last day. Live it like it's your last. I'm not saying it's your last, but that's the thought process a man has. That's my energy. That's my strength. Because you know what? If I die tomorrow, don't mourn me. I'm good. I'm being shot in space, and I'm looking for a blue bitch. I'm getting shot in space. Somebody out there is going to reincarnate my ass, and I'm going to be smashing blue bitches and shit. But what I'm saying to you is don't mourn me. I am making sure that I'm setting up enough videos that will last for years. Tons of hours that go on and on and on. But what I'm saying to you guys, I'm not going anywhere, but I'm just saying that I'm always worshiping me, and I ask for all you guys out there. Shout out to you, Walter. How you doing, brother? I ask for all you guys out there to begin the process, taking the power back, and begin to do the one thing that maybe you were ashamed of doing, or maybe you were judged of doing, or maybe you didn't even think you could do. And that is fucking starting to worship yourself. Because the day you make it about you is the day you're going to turn around. But it's going to be the scariest day of your life, because when you turn the fuck around, you're going to be in a place in a time that you need. It's an unfiltered land. You've got to trust it. You've got to till it. You've got to grow it. But as long as I am here, we'll be doing that shit together. Yeah, me. That's what we do. And that's why I'm here. I got nothing. I got y'all my dogs. We want to make sure that y'all are taken care of, okay? So with that being said, gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. But listen, Wednesday show, we're going to be talking about power. Because in order for you to grasp your power, you've got to understand how you're giving it away. If it's it, see, the it's not in the message. It's not, I'm not the, don't believe me. It's not in the messenger. It's not even in my message. It's in how you can decipher the message. If you can start to decipher the message in your language, I'll talk tomorrow. We'll talk about it on Wednesday. Y'all don't get it, man. The only way you're going to get is deep. All right, I'm going to leave it alone, man. I'm going to leave it alone, man. Let me hold on a second. If a woman can't give me, 100% commitment. Okay, Ben, let me tell you something real quick before I go. And I'm going to teach you a lesson, okay, that nobody's ever taught you before. Ben, I want you to write this down, okay? Let me see how many words it is. Seven words. I want you to write these seven words down, Ben. And anytime you make this statement, I want you to go back to that piece of fucking paper and read these seven words I'm about to tell you. Ready? Women don't come out the box trained. Women don't come out the box trained. You are asking for someone that's not even trained to automatically bend to your fucking will when you don't. How can she give you commitment, Ben, when you're not even committing to yourself? You're ashamed of your fucking car. That shows you there's no commitment to you. But yet you've got the nerve. See, that's what the woman does. See that real quick, guys? The woman, remember? I want a real man. Slaps on makeup. I want somebody to understand me for me. Push-up bra. You're doing exactly what a woman does. You're sitting here saying you want 100% commitment from a woman, and yet you're worried about the woman judging you for your car? Come on, Ben. Ben, I'm not saying this to make you look silly. I'm saying this to educate you. Women don't come out the box trained. You can't get a commitment out of a woman that's not trained in your laws, rules, codes, principles, narratives, mission statement, legacy statement, and fucking vision statement. You can't do that, Ben, because you ain't standing on shit. You can't ask for that, man. Tell him, Tim, it don't matter. Tim, you're right. That's what I try to tell him, Tim. Tim. Not you, Tim. Ben. Not Tim. Ben. Do you know that a woman doesn't care? She'll drive you around. Matter of fact, Ben, you know how many women have given me the keys to her car to drive her? Hey, just drive me to work and pick me up at 5:30. You can have the car the rest of the day. Ben, you can't see that. When you don't worship Ben, you're still worshiping women. But yet you got the nerve to think that a woman's going to give you 100% commitment. How the fuck can she follow you as a leader when you can't even lead your own goddamn self, Ben? So stop that shit. I say that with love. That was brought to you by NyQuil, the nighttime Pacific season, coffee, aching, 7 a.m. fever, so you rest, medicine, or Vicks. NyQuil. All right, guys. We're about to wrap this up. Guys, I'm the dean. This is the man mindset. I'm sorry. I was supposed to do 2 hours. But gentlemen, we got a show tomorrow with Lucario. Guys, all I ask you guys, where are we at on my likes? Can someone tell me where we're at on my likes so I can thank them? Come on. Can somebody do that? No, that's not a question. That's a statement. They don't come out of the box trained. You're expecting the pussy stork to bring you a Stafford wife and says, oh, Ben, oh, I'll follow you to the depths of the, oh, Ben, I'll do this for you, I'll do that for you. Man, that shit don't work in the real motherfucking world, especially when you don't know what the fuck you doing. How can you, Ben, train a woman when you can't even train your goddamn self? So we got 96. All right, can we get 4? Can we get to 100? Let's get to, oh, we got it to 110? We got it. Wait, we got 100 or 95? We were at 96? 96? Where we at? 96? Where we at a number? We at 100? I need to be more consistent being smooth. I thought I knew some things and I ran into Unk. Yeah, man. Hey, 9161. Man, look. The first thing that makes men men is when they're honest with themselves. That's the key to this. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't make you silly. That's what makes you a motherfucking man when you know that you are open to be trained because you don't know it all. I'm still learning. I know some shit, but my mentor knows more shit than me. Thank you, 10 motherfucking 2. Thank you, 102. We got to 102. Y'all be good, gentlemen. Guys, we got a show tomorrow, Lucario. Hey, guys, before I want to go, I've got to say this. Guys, if you get a chance, I appreciate all the likes, but if you're brand new to the thing, let's get that algorithm going, gentlemen. Let's get that algorithm going. But if we're not going to get the algorithm, guys, come on. Like, come on. Get this going. Come on, guys. Go ahead and hit that button. Subscribe. Get the notifications. Holler at your boy. Y'all know what it is. And, guys, y'all ready to learn, go to themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. And one thing I like to do, because we were talking about the guys across the street, instead of doing the show on that I normally do, we'll end it with this commercial right here. Peace.
The following ad is rated G for grass-eating lions. Rough day in the Serengeti. Did the zebra avoid you again? Well, don't worry. Take your panties off and log on to GrassTube, the place where grass-eating lions come together and bitch about zebras. GrassTube has a wide range of topics you can listen to, such as zebras are evil. Don't eat them. Don't hunt them. Just eat grass. The zebra was mean to me, so go your own way. Don't ever chase, eat, or go after the zebra. If you do, you'll lose your territory. How do I approach a zebra? What do I say to a zebra? Are you fucking shitting me, Steve, with this bullshit ad? The game is different now, and zebras have changed. The zebra will use you, and how to manipulate and use indirect game on zebras. Grass Tube, for the grass-eating lion who wants to bitch about zebras and eat grass.